is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Pete Hegseth may soon be out as President-elect Trump's choice for defense secretary. First reported by the Wall Street Journal, Mr. Trump is said to be thinking about replacing Hegseth with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Citing the presidential pardon of Hunter Biden, President-elect Trump's lawyers asking a judge to dismiss Mr. Trump's New York criminal case.
The district attorney's office will file a response next week. They've already said that they're okay with the idea of putting the case on hold during the duration of Trump's presidency, but they've rejected and resisted the idea of dismissing it outright just because Trump is about to reclaim the White House.
Correspondent Eric Tucker. The political turmoil that gripped South Korea over the past 24 hours has eased now that the country's president has canceled his martial law declaration. However, fallout from the declaration is far from over.
Even his own party condemned the imposition of martial law, and the MPs voted unanimously to overturn it. President Yoon then bowed to what most Koreans believed was inevitable and rescinded his declaration. His political future now looks bleak. Already unpopular, and with his wife facing a corruption investigation, few think he can survive long in the job. The events of the past few hours may leave some Koreans wondering just how strong their democracy is, though it does appear to have passed this unexpected test.
The BBC's Jonathan Head. The FAA imposing new flight restrictions on the area surrounding President-elect Trump's Bedminster, New Jersey golf course. It comes after a cluster of very large drones was spotted in the air near the club and close to a nearby military base. The FBI is investigating. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 212 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 127. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF.
Hi, Mom. Surprise, I brought you something.
Socks. Oh, Heat Holders Original.
I use them for snow sports and around the farm. I also bought a bunch for my new work site.
I know what everyone is getting for gifts this holiday.
Heat Holders socks are the warmest. We use a proprietary 3-stage process, making Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. We also have hats, gloves, throws, and so much more. Go to HeatHolders.com. Use the code HEAT to save 15% off your order. Free shipping for orders over $25. HeatHolders.com.
Zen. Good morning at 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes starts us off. Chuck Whitaker.
A lot of brake lights early on 95 in Harford County. There was late lifting construction, which technically is supposed to be off the roadway at 5, and they just wrapped it up, and I think some of it might still be in the area after Mountain Road and down through the Harford County-Baltimore County line. So we're moving again, but it's still backed up for the early morning ride. 74-mile marker down to almost the Baltimore County line. We'll keep an eye on it, but it's still bogged down just a bit. 295 South is already heavy in the area just around the bridge at Hanover Road and down towards Route 100. Lanes are open right now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another dry day today, another cold afternoon, 43 the high. Late tonight, some light rain and snow, less than an inch of snow, and light rain and snow start the day tomorrow. Afternoons dry, temperatures falling into the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is another cool morning, 23 degrees right now in Pikesville. Downtown Baltimore, it's 29 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore County Executive Johnny Ushewski has officially submitted his resignation as he prepares to become the representative for Maryland's 2nd District in the U.S. House. In a letter, Ushewski wrote that following his successful election to the House, it was with emotions that he will resign effective January 3rd at 9 a.m. 24-year-old Baltimore Ravens fan charged with assaulting two Washington Commanders fans will remain in jail until his trial. For the second time since his arrest, a judge has denied bail for Jack Callis, who is charged with one count of first-degree assault and three counts of second-degree assault for the October 13th incident in Federal Hill that was caught on video. A Towson man faces a January 21st trial date for allegedly exposing himself to a DoorDash driver who was delivering food to his home. Baltimore County Police say 21-year-old Keon Agnew allegedly answered the door partially dressed and exposed his privates. The delivery driver is a retired sheriff's captain, and when she called police about the October 29th incident, she was initially arrested for assault. The charges later dropped and Agnew was charged. No explanation for the charge has been given, with police only saying that it's part of an ongoing investigation. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 812. Your pick 4, 0261. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it's been a long time coming, but the Ravens are finally in full bye week mode. Only the coaching staff remains in Owings Mills. Self-scouting, tweaking going on. There may be some personnel decisions to come out of this eventually. Defensive coordinator Zach Orr was at the podium yesterday to talk about the defensive improvement over the last couple of weeks.
I think we definitely got better. It's good to see it start showing up in games. Guys have always worked hard. Obviously, we tweaked some stuff with personnel, with scheme and communication. But I still think there's a whole another level we can get to, man. Like, we just getting started where we need to be at.
And meanwhile, Ravens defensive back Marlon Humphrey talks about the defense's attitude and the change in mindset over the last 2 weeks.
The brand we were playing, it's disrespectful to be in this Ravens uniform and play like that. And I think I feel like we've turned that corner. It's not perfect, but I still think there's a little more
that they need to get to. Players off through the weekend, and then it's on to the Giants in the final four games of the regular season. Dominoes beginning to fall for Maryland football. Offensive coordinator Josh Gattis not expected to return next year. He was relieved of his play-calling duties earlier in the year. The Terps finished the season at 4-8. Caps had their four-game winning streak snapped by the Sharks last night, 2-1 in overtime, and the Wizards run their losing streak to 15. Wow. Bombed by the Cavaliers, 118-87. Baltimore's Bub Carrington, 13 points in 36 minutes. Coming up at 6:35. Apparently, Major League Baseball has completely lost their mind. And that is Stein on Sports.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! I know. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. It is Wednesday, hump day, December 4, 2024. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliot.
Join the conversation at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Your top stories this hour, Chicago residents ripping their Marxist mayor over illegal aliens.
Trump, Tom Homan, make an example out this Negro right here first. Please come here first.
Wow. Wow. Also, now even some fairly prominent Democrats are cautiously critical of Joe Biden's pardon of his little boy.
I don't hate it that he did it. I get it. I understand it. I don't blame him. But he said he wouldn't do it. Repeatedly, he said he wouldn't do it.
And our top story here in this hour, I don't know if you've seen any of the coverage recently of the Hurricane Helene victims in western North Carolina, in Nashville, Shenandoah, in the mountains of western North Carolina, parts of eastern Tennessee, but really, western Carolina has been devastated. We're talking about decades of recovery, of reconstruction, of rehabilitating entire communities and towns and businesses. You have people still living without shelter. They're living in tents. They're living in their condemned homes. They have no heat, where temperatures now are down into the 20s and 30s. They are having a tough time getting food and water and assistance. And yes, Samaritan's Purse and a number of other, private entities are doing the best they get. FEMA has failed miserably. Now, there's a FEMA encampment down there. But it just pales. Nobody can get in. Yet this week alone, we have heard that more money is being sent to Ukraine by Chairman Joe to further the never-ending, foreign wars, which is what the military-industrial complex is interested in. But yesterday probably takes the cake, as after pardoning his criminal son, Hunter, Chairman Joe went to Angola, Africa, and promised this.
You know, that's the right thing for the wealthiest nation in the world to do. And today, I'm announcing over $1 billion in new humanitarian support for Africans displaced from homes by historic droughts and food insecurity. We know African leaders and citizens are seeking more than just aid. You seek investment. So the United States is expanding our relationship all across Africa, from assistance to aid.
Man, he wants to
investment to trade, moving from patrons to partners to help bridge the infrastructure gap. I was told, by the way, when I got elected, I could never get an infrastructure bill passed.
Yeah, well, we saw what that is all about. That was a inflation explosion act. But here, this week, $1 billion to Africa, $275 million to Ukraine, and Americans are still suffering from the effects, the devastating floods from Hurricane Helene, and this guy's running around giving away our tax dollars to other countries. Now, I feel for those other countries, but my obligation, my priority, are the Americans that need help now.
Yep. And not just there, but in Florida as well. Now, the weather's nicer, but people have lost their homes. They've lost everything. And this guy says, here, $1 billion for you and $1 billion for you, U.S. citizens, screw you. 6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCVM, traffic weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck Whitaker.
Good morning. And they all got a big check for $750.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. That solves everything, right?
That should take care of it. My stepson, his wife in Asheville, have already spent more than $45,000.
Oh!
$70,000 damaged to their home. $40,000 of their own pocket.
And the other thing is the Small Business Administration, the disaster relief loans for them are being held up. So they're not expediting a damn thing except money to foreign countries.
He got his $750, but at least his insurance company covered the big chunk. But he's still out $40,000. Unbelievable. Yeah. 295 southbound. Yeah, he's still slow. Route 100 down towards Route 32. It's just a slow speed right there. I don't see anything in the roadway. We've had no reports of any problems, but that buildup is already there. Good to go at both the Harbor Tunnels with the lanes open. And right now, no issues on 95 or 895. We'll go over and visit the Beltway over on the west side. And it looks like everything's okay for the traffic early, just coming down from 795 and down through Liberty Road. Right now, the lanes are open and the pace is not too bad. We had the late lifting construction. We're still a bit slow, but we're moving again on 95 South in Harford County. The work was really late today, lifting after the ramp at Mountain Road at 152. And don't forget, later today, construction begins maybe down to one lane between 9 and 3 on 795 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM weather channel forecast, partly sunny, dry today, 43, some light rain or light snow mixture possible starting late tonight into tomorrow morning and drying out by tomorrow afternoon. High tomorrow, 36. That's it. Yeah, it's going to be cold the next couple of days.
And windy.
And windy as well, yeah. Yes, that cold front coming through. Ooh. 25 right now and clear in the city. 25 in Pasadena. Time for some one-liner news. Houston, Texas linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair has been given a three-game suspension for his hit on Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence last Sunday. I don't know if you saw it or not, but it was...
Yeah, I saw it. Almost took his head off.
Yeah, this is a guy that supports Hamas. So they're calling him the Hamas hitman now in some circles. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the first person to gain 1 million followers on the social media platform Blue Sky.
Good for her.
This is the left's answer to X now.
She's doing her best to set up a run for the presidency. Yeah.
Most of them are interested in bartending tips, apparently.
Maybe she can start reopen Bartenders Academy.
Thieves in England stole $30,000 worth of Christmas pies during a heist of a delivery van. Authorities have put an all-points bulletin out for Simple Simon.
Yes.
Apparently, these were all meat pies.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lead singer of the Village...
Meat pies.
The lead singer of the Village
Sweeney
People,
Todd.
Victor Willis, is defending Donald Trump and his use of the song YMCA. Insists the song is not a gay anthem at all. So Joe Biden is apparently grown to hate the songs, you might imagine.
Right away.
And he's calling on the Justice Department to prosecute Willis for impersonating a police officer.
But he can't do anything about the
injury. Right. After his controversial part of his son Hunter, Joe Biden flew to the African country of Angola for a long-planned visit to the region. I stay over there, Joe, until at least January 20th. And then you might not be able to come back. Who knows?
Yeah.
Delaware judge rejecting a bid to restore Elon Musk's record-setting $56 billion pay package that was approved by Tesla shareholders. Trump was hoping that Elon would get the money, so he wouldn't have to comp him the room at Mar-a-Lago. He's in every picture. He's at every dinner. I'm telling you, he's got a new buddy there. Apparently, a man was trying to carjack an Uber driver while naked. This was in the United Kingdom. The man was eventually he got out of the car, ran into a local church where he was caught by the organ.
He was all keyed up.
Yes, he was. Britney Spears apparently has been out of conservatorship now for a while.
Yeah.
But maybe it's time for her to go back in. Yesterday, was her birthday. She would have turned 43. Here's what she said.
It's my birthday. I'm not turning 42. I'm turning 5 this year. I'm turning 5 years old. And I have to go to kindergarten tomorrow.
Okay.
What? Maybe somebody's off their meds. You know, she actually is turning 43, but she didn't know how old she was. She said 42. Then she said, no, I'm 35. And I've got to go to kindergarten.
All right.
Okay. Well, somebody needs some help. Yeah.
I don't see a top 40 coming anytime soon.
Exactly. No, I think she's pretty much done.
She's
kind of sad.
Level.
It's sad because a lot of these child prodigies, they just flame out. I think, has there been a successful child prodigy besides Ron Howard that you can think of?
Will Wheaton.
Okay.
The kid in Star Trek early on. The group.
What is he doing now?
Well, he showed up in some of the, I think it was How I Met Your Mother, and I think he's also been on...
Big stuff.
Bit parts. He's not a star.
Yeah, well, Ron Howard is.
Well, of course, you also have Kirk Douglas's kids. you know, so they weren't really kid stars, were they?
No, they weren't. No. I'm saying these were child prodigies. They were either actors or actresses or singers or whatever. And then they usually flame out very early.
Yeah. You know?
Look at Michael Jackson. Of course, he was one on to be a big success, but he had demons. He had issues.
You think?
Yeah.
Well,
a few.
Well, you know what? Just don't do that to spite your nose.
Right.
You know, I started as a child doing this.
You started as a child doing this?
Yeah.
I was 19 when I started doing
this. He was in Irvington. He had this collection of Matchbox cars, and he would just cause traffic jams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
In his living room. And then it would report on
announce
them.
exactly
yeah,
which, you know, strikes me as legitimate, and that's fine. He and Britney Spears now hanging out together.
As my buddy used to say, the statue of limitations ran out.
That's right.
So it's okay now.
All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple.
All right, see.
Appreciate that. Getting your reaction here, 410-922-6680. Bankrupting Biden, sending $1.275 billion to Africa and to Ukraine. When do you hear what Zelensky just bought with our money and much, much more? Again, we're going to reach out to some of our colleagues in Asheville, North Carolina here and see if we can get them on the air and see what they need.
Yeah.
How can we help? You know, we're going into the Christmas season, and now's the time to give. And we'll see if we can, whatever we can do to help the residents of Asheville and Swannanoa and the western North Carolina, because they got hit the worst. I mean, there others have been hit bad, but what's happening, I don't know if you've seen the footage. It's just
horrible.
It is horrifying, as you're right. Of course, Deck the Hall sale is here now from Rescue Natural Supplements, and on top of the Black Friday sale where you could get up to 80%, now you can save up to 78% with no coupon code needed whatsoever. It's the end of the year. Everybody's making health resolutions to take better care of ourselves, to watch what we eat, get more sleep per night, perhaps more exercise on a weekly basis. And one of the best ways you can maintain health and improve your health is with nutraceuticals. These are natural supplements with no side effects. We don't get enough in our diet. For instance, we just don't get enough omega-3s in our diet. Maybe the Eskimos do, but we don't. And so it's important that you supplement with omega-3s. It's important that you build your immune system with probiotics, with vital D3, and Rescue Core Immune Defense, the immune support gummies, and to ward off these viruses and flus, etc., probably much better than any vaccine they would ever try to jab you with. I know for sure it is. So right now, the Deck the Hall sale is available up to 78%. Call today, 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or online at res-q.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning. It's 6:23. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
The Beltway on the west side is a little bit filled in now. 795 down to I-70, and lo and behold, the camera is back working now at I-70. So that's good. We can see what's going on from there down towards Route 40 West. We're back up on 95, much better now from Harford County, coming down through the ramps at Mountain Road towards the county line. Overnight construction was late lifting, but now the pace is just about normal through that area. JFX, you're clear. There is some minor slowing beginning now. 895 should start to slow southbound just around the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel is partly sunny, dry today, 43. Right now we are at 25 in Dundalk under clear skies, 22 in Reisterstown. Coming up at 6:35, Democrats defending the Biden pardon, and also at 6:55, Chicago residents ripping their Marxist mayor over they're just going broke over the illegal alien issue. But let's flash back now to when Chairman Joe repeatedly said he would not pardon his son, Hunter, the smartest smartest man he knows.
Let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
You have.
I'm extremely proud of my son, Hunter. He has overcome an addiction. He's one of the brightest, most decent men I know. And I am satisfied that I'm not going to do anything. I said I abide by the jury decision, and I will do that, and I will not pardon him.
Coming on the air with breaking news tonight. President Biden has made a decision to pardon his son Hunter ahead of the transfer of power to President-elect Donald Trump, according to a senior White House official with direct knowledge of the decision.
Yeah, there you have it. Decent? Their definition of decent is just, it's not our definition of decent, that's for sure. This is a guy that, yeah, he had demons. He was a crack addict. He was consorting with hookers. He had all sorts of very nasty, evil images on his laptop that never saw the light of day. Actually, some of them did through another website. That's not decent. That's not decency. That's indecent. And apparently Chairman Joe doesn't know the difference. But it's also inhumane and indecent the way he is treating our fellow Americans in Western North Carolina. Yeah. $1 billion to Angola, Africa, $275 million. The total number is about $200 billion to Ukraine. Okay? And guess who just bought an $88 million ski resort in France?
Who?
Zelensky.
Oh, very nice.
Zelensky's company just bought a hotel in the Courchevel ski resort for 88 million euros. Now, I have to ask the question. And you know, are the funds being commingled? I mean, are we sending money over there, and skimming off the top.
It's fungible. I mean, $1 bill has the same functionality as another dollar bill. I mean, it's fungible. We send money over to him. That means he doesn't have to spend his own money on the things that we're paying for now, so he can use his own money to buy a ski resort.
I just keep doing this kind of thing because this is why the left lost. They don't know how to read the room as of yet. This is why America rose up in great numbers. And it would even be a bigger landslide if we didn't have these horrific false mail-in ballots that the RNC and the Trump campaign and both the Senate and House of Republicans ignored. We tried to tell them. But we have, again, $1 billion to Africa, $275 million to Ukraine. We're $36 trillion in debt. We're adding $1 trillion of debt every 100 days. We have a $2 trillion budget deficit, rather. 25% of every dollar in the United States government revenue goes to paying interest on the national debt. It's unsustainable. We're a debtor nation. And hopefully, Elon and Vivek over at Doge are going to get wind of some of this stuff and start slashing. And I mean slashing. Because that's what it's going to take. But so you Democrats, stop telling me. And everywhere I go, oh, he's such a good man. He's so compassionate. He's such a decent man. He's so honorable. He's a man of integrity, a man of character. No, he's not. People with integrity and men of character don't put other countries first and ignore their fellow Americans who are in need, in desperate need. And, of course, they all do the obligatory trip down in North Carolina right after, what, a week after, 10 days. Then they go ignored for the next 30, 60 days or whatever the case may be. It's going to take years, if not decades, for this whole area to recover. And we're throwing money away to a lot of countries that hate America.
Yeah, now look, even those countries that like America, fine, I'm glad you like us, but we don't want you to like us just because we give you money. If you like us and want to share our values, that's great. If we have some left over after taking care of American citizens who are really struggling, then we'll take a look in your direction, but that should be the whole obligation right there.
But the thing is, a healthy America helps other countries. So when we rebuild our communities, when they help our communities to recover, it helps America as a whole. Just keep that in mind. Your thoughts are certainly welcome on that. Tim Kyle, electric heating, ventilation, air conditioning, you name it, HVAC, they've got everything going. And right now with the bitter cold that we are having, this unseasonable cold weather, your heat pump and your furnace, you got to make sure they're operating, number one, they're working, and number two, they're operating efficiently, meaning they're not costing an arm and a leg or more than it's than usual. Let's put it that way. It's electricity is pretty expensive these days. So call Tim today. They'll come out and they'll take a look at your system, and they'll make any recommendations. They'll service it. They'll make sure that everything is looking right, operating great. And so then you'll look. They saved me a ton of money because my heat pump was not. There was something wrong with one of the switches, the relay switches, and they found it and they were able to fix it. So thank God for that. And the same for you. Call for your appointment today. 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. Online, timkylecompany.com. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. U.S. Congressman Andy Harris commenting on the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management's approval for U.S. Wind's offshore wind project in Maryland. Harris says foreign-owned companies should never be allowed to control our energy supply, much less harm marine life while doing it. Harris says he looks forward to working with President Trump to end all offshore wind development when he is in office. Maryland Delegate Brooke Grossman is stepping down. The Hagerstown area rep in the General Assembly says she is moving out of the district for family reasons, and that will make her ineligible to hold the seat. Grossman says it was a difficult decision, but her family always comes first. Increased security measures are coming to Harford County's public schools. On Tuesday, officials announced a new partnership between the county government and the Board of Education that will include funding for security improvements like advanced weapon detection systems and the addition of three new school resource officers. Harford County Executive Bob Cassidy plans to approve the spending as part of the 2025 budget. The Bolivar County Board of Education has elected a new chair and new vice chair. During Tuesday night's meeting, former special education and language arts teacher Jane Lichter was elected chair, and Robin Harvey, the executive director of the Maryland Department of Human Services Office of Licensing and Monitoring, was elected vice chair. Lichter and Harvey's terms began last night. And Maryland State Police arrested 99 motorists suspected of DUI over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Troopers from all 23 barracks were on the roads over the holiday looking for aggressive, impaired, or distracted drivers. During the enforcement, troopers issued nearly 7,000 citations and warnings. State Police say as the holiday season continues, please plan ahead, designate a sober driver, or use a rideshare service. 6:32, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the 3s is next.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789 or BigLou.com.
Pick 3, lottery number 812, your pick 4, 0261. And now, traffic and weather on the 3s, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there's a wreck here on the outer loop right before the bridge at I-70. I think it's a wreck. It might be a broken down vehicle. Either way, it's in the left-hand lane. No shoulder available there because of the construction. So two lanes are getting by right at that point, and already in very quickly, we back up towards 795. Once you get south of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, at least for the time being, you need to be in the right and the center lane through there. Both the tunnels with at least a brief delay south. Nothing major on 95, but 895 is already a bit slow as you're moving south, and the parkway has been fairly active in the normal area after Arundel Mills and down towards Route 32.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Another dry day today, another cold afternoon, 43 the high. Late tonight, some light rain and snow, less than an inch of snow, and light rain and snow start the day tomorrow. Afternoon's dry, temperatures falling into the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500. Discount on eligible products only and reflected in quote. Restrictions apply. See Pro Desk for details. MVP's Pro Rewards program subject to terms.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the bye week is upon us, and it's a chance for Ravens players to rest and reflect after 13 straight weeks of football, including Ravens kicker Justin Tucker, in the midst of the worst season of his National Football League career. Special teams coach Chris Horton was asked about the chance for Tucker to get right during the break.
He's been going through it, right? So for him to just kind of clear his mind, ease himself out of football for a little bit, I think that's going to be good for him. But me knowing Justin, Justin's probably going to be some more kicking.
Justin Tucker is in the midst of the worst season of his career, a 70% field goal rate. Elsewhere, the NFL has suspended Texans linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair for 3 games following his hit on Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence, but Shaair is coming under additional scrutiny now. NFL players are now unveiling their My Cause, My Cleats for this season, a chance to wear on your cleats a saying of something you strongly support. Al-Shaair's cause displayed a Palestinian flag with the words, "Surely to Allah we belong, and to him we will all return. Free Palestine," a direct reference to the terrorist group Hamas. College football, Maryland wide receiver Ty Felton was named first team All-Big Ten, first Terp receiver to do that since DJ Moore back in 2017. Felton led the Big Ten in receptions, yards, and was tied for third in receiving touchdowns. He talked about his career now at the end after playing his final game against Penn State.
Definitely emotional, but just telling those guys, man, just learn from it. Learn from your mistakes. Learn from adversity, because you're going to get better from it.
The 96 reception set a Maryland single-season program record. Maryland defensive back Dante Trader out of McDonough in Owings Mills was named honorable mention Big Ten. NBA, the Wiz suffered their 15th straight loss, this time at the hands of the Cavaliers. 118-87 was the final. Franchise record is 16 straight, and that is within reach. They'll go for it Thursday night against the Mavericks. Caps were beaten by the lowly Sharks last night in overtime, 2-1 the final. Nick Dowd was asked after the game if the Caps didn't take San Jose seriously enough.
No, I think we have a veteran enough group to understand the process there and understand, that's on us. Again, I just think we got away from what made us successful throughout the first part of the season.
Coming into the game, the Sharks had the third lowest point total in the National Hockey League. The time now is 6:37. When we return, baseball apparently has lost its mind.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Well, baseball, Major League Baseball, apparently is trying to get back to its Sandlot roots back in the 1830s or whenever it was invented. So ahead of the 2023 season, the MLB instituted a whole bunch of changes, right? The bases were made larger, right. the pitching clock, etc. Well, now owners are talking about this new rule that potentially could come into play called the Golden At-Bat Rule. Have you heard of it?
No, this is the first.
So the golden at-bat would allow a team to insert a player to the plate, you know, basically like pinch hit, anybody in the lineup after the seventh inning. So in other words, let's say your number nine hitter comes up with two outs in the bottom of the ninth and you're trailing by a run, but you've got Shohei Ohtani, who's not supposed to bat that that inning. You can insert him into the lineup right there and have him come to the plate at that time. You're allowed to do it one time a game after the seventh inning or later.
Oh.
It's called the Golden At-Bat Rule. And that is circulating right now among Major League Baseball owners to see if they are interested in doing that.
I'm still recovering from the designated hitter.
Yeah.
So I'm still getting over that, number one. Number two, I think the only way I would agree with that is if you're allowed to do the golden arm. You can bring in any pitcher on your staff to try to pitch to the golden at-batter.
Yeah, but the problem is, you got to get warmed up and you got to do all that stuff. Wait, so you're back on the DH, huh? It's only been 53 years.
I know.
Or whatever.
I just never liked it.
This is a crazy
role.
I've
always had a problem with pitchers not being able to face, you know.
The opposing pitcher.
The opposing pitcher.
The opposing team.
Yeah, exactly.
I hear that.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Gary.
Too many gimmicks. And by the way, it was 1846.
Was it 1846? Yeah. Okay, you were.
Abner Doubleday.
You started it back then?
Yeah. Yeah. Chuck and I got together. We started it all.
Thanks, Gary. It's 6:39, 21 before the hour, 7 o'clock. You can join us here, 410-922-6680. How about all the billions for Africans and Ukrainians, but nothing for Americans in Western North Carolina?
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive. Claire McCaskill, the latest Democrat, to throw a little bit of shade toward Joe Biden.
I don't hate it that he did it. I get it. I understand it. I don't blame him. You know, he's a wonderful man, and he loves his family desperately. And I admire him for that. He has a sense of family above almost anything else in the world. But he said he wouldn't do it. Repeatedly, he said he wouldn't do it.
Yeah, of course, she's talking about the pardon of Hunter, the smartest man Joe Biden has ever met, which means really he has to get out more. Alyssa Farah Griffin over at The View. Wow, a little bit of common sense being spewed out in The View. This is a departure.
Most Americans, if they face consequences for actions that they took, they're going to have to face them. And nobody powerful and politically connected is going to come sweep in and save them. And I think, A, this feeds the notion to a lot of this country that there's simply a different set of rules for folks in power. And when we sit here and we say a lot like, well, Donald Trump did X, Y, and Z, and how did he get elected? Because to a lot of this country, it just becomes noise. They think that if you commit crimes and somebody powerful and connected in D.C., right, left, center, Biden, Trump, you're going to be able to get away with it if you have someone on your side, and that's not how it is for everyday folks.
But it is the way that we all understand the system works. If you're rich and powerful, chances are you face a whole different system of justice than if you're every guy. I mean, this nonsense about, well, if Hunter's last name had been Smith, he wouldn't go to jail. Of course he would. Yeah. He would have been in jail already.
It's just not rich and powerful. It's connected. If you're connected in some way, shape, or form politically to either Biden or whoever, or any president for that matter, you can score a pardon.
Now, by giving Hunter just about 11 years, it's 10 years and 11 months worth of covered pardon, Joe Biden has actually opened up a bit of a can of worms, because now, believe me, folks, he has got other Bidens he's got to worry about.
The only sense I can make out of the structure of Hunter Biden's pardon is that President Biden has to pardon other people who were involved in what we've called the Biden influence peddling scheme that went on for so many years. Otherwise, the pardon doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, that's a former federal prosecutor, Andy McCarthy, weighing in. And yeah, there are other Bidens, most particularly James Biden, who is a Hunter's business partner in a number of dealings. Believe me, if Joe doesn't get to his brother Jim and make sure that he's okay, there's going to be very difficult times at the Christmas table. James Comer actually had deposed both Hunter and Jim Biden.
We deposed Hunter Biden, and he lied under oath, and we brought Jim Biden in for a transcribed interview, and he lied under oath. That's a fact. That's in a report that Jim Jordan and I signed and published to the American people. So I would fully expect Joe Biden to pardon Jim Biden. And remember, in our investigation, we found that 10 family members, including Joe Biden, profited from the influence peddling schemes.
Yeah, which raises the question, is Joe Biden actually pardoning Hunter, or is he protecting his own butt? Or both.
It's a mutual assured destruction. Had Joe Biden not pardoned Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden's got the sword of Damocles hanging over, Joe Biden's head. The fact is, the 10%, the big guy, he was the point man, the bag man for all this stuff, and that goes to Frank and Jim, James Biden as well. So this is the first domino to fall, I think.
6:43, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. As soon as I said domino, of course, Chuck Willig began to think of Van Morrison songs. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
Oh, domino.
That's
it. I know from what I say.
The accident on the Beltway sits in the left-hand lane, outer loop, right before the bridge at I-70. Been there now about 20 minutes or so. The backup is all the way back to 795 and rapidly going back towards the ramp at Reisterstown Road. 795 as well, you're going to have a little problem merging on to the outer loop. So heads up, coming south from Owings Mills Boulevard, the camera at McDonough Road is out, but we're assuming that there is a backup to at least there. The inner loop, by the way, coming up past the accident scene, could care less at this point, so that's not a big problem there. Now, both the Harbor Tunnels, 895 is now backed up beyond the bridge at Pulaski Highway. 95 is now backed up southbound before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So right now, without any problems, we're looking at least 20-minute delays as we're headed south. Reminder again, after 9 this morning, construction, and we may be down to one lane, 9 to 3 today on 795 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says partly sunny, dry but cold, 43, light rain or snow overnight into tomorrow morning, and then drying out by tomorrow afternoon. Right now it is 26 and clear in Annapolis and 22 in Forest Hill. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Better World, Johnson.
You need involvement. You need to get involved in some real Christmas project.
Yes, you do.
Chuck, we have a way for you to win some money off your groceries.
Oh, good. I like that.
Oscar Mayer is celebrating the 50th anniversary of It's My Baloney as a First Name jingle with a contest. If you can recite the entire thing by heart, you can get paid. And you go to singtopay.com to sign up. Do you remember the entire Oscar Mayer jingle by heart, Chuck?
My Baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
Right.
My Baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R.
Correct.
I don't know how the rest of it goes after that. I don't remember.
All right. Well, we did dig it up for you just in case you couldn't.
My Baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My Baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with
B-O-L-O-G-N-A. There you have it.
Yep. My Baloney has a first name. It's Elliot. My Baloney has a second name. It's Casey. There's Baloney every day.
Yes, you've heard of Lebanon Baloney. This is Brooksville Baloney.
That's what they call me.
Hey, by the way, it's National Cookie Day. Do you have a favorite cookie?
Yeah. Snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle is your favorite cookie.
No, a Joe Frogger would be my favorite cookie. A Joe Frogger is this marvelous spice molasses cookie that was made up in Massachusetts. Old family recipe. Sounds got passed good. On. Oh, it's amazing.
I've never heard of it.
My wife makes them from time to time. Yeah. I'll bring you in one. They're amazing.
Bring them in.
Yeah.
Chuck, do you have a favorite?
Famous Amos.
Famous Amos. I got to tell you, I bought some Wegmans chocolate chip cookies for Thanksgiving. They were amazing.
Yeah, most of
the big tub.
Yeah,
they were soft. They were perfect, and people raved about the cookies. Thought that we baked them. No, I had they were Wegmans. So
yeah, most of us had turkey.
Yes, indeed. We put the cookies inside the turkey.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah, just in time, Dunkin' is debuting its first holiday cookie. The decorated shortbread cookie is now in stores starting today. So that's in honor of National Cookie Day. And the Subway customers can get a free foot-long cookie through DoorDash starting today as well. McDonald's, did you know they have a birthday cake?
No.
Yeah. And not all of McDonald's locations, but they do have, basically it's called the Ronald Birthday Cake. It's available as a white or chocolate sheet cake. And basically, it's somewhere between 15 and... anyway, the small one's 9 to 15, and the larger is 15 to 20, depending upon your location. But not all locations have it.
But you don't get the stacked ones. It's, you just get the flat ones.
The sheet cake.
Yeah, no sheet.
Yeah, exactly. Sprite is now announcing Vanilla Frost just in time for the holidays. So these are all sodas that are made to mix with your favorite adult beverage.
Okay.
Pretty much anything goes with Chuck drinks. But, of course, it's hard to find good 10W-40 oil down there.
Well, no, but I use Aqua Velva on crushed ice.
It's ooh, that's so nice.
Oh, that is nice. Yeah.
Good for your breath.
It smells good, too.
By the way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You go a little blind and crazy after a while, but hey, you know.
What difference does it make? What am I going to do now?
You're in the radio, so it's okay.
The center lane is now blocked as well on the outer loop at I-70. Oh, my God.
You're marvelous. Oh, marvelous.
Thanks so much for that. Okay.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck. See you in a couple. It is 410-922-6680. Josh Hawley also was weighing in on the Biden pardons.
Oh, yeah. Josh Hawley, he had a busy day yesterday. He kept getting stopped in the halls of Congress to talk about various things. And on the pardon of Hunter, he had this to say.
I think the idea that he would use the pardon power to protect his closest family member, and not, by the way, you've all seen the pardon now, it is truly sweeping. Mm-hmm. It sweeps in all of his Ukrainian activity. It sweeps in all of his foreign dealings. It is stunning. This, let's be honest, Hunter Biden would be in prison already if he didn't have the name Biden behind his first name.
Yeah, and he's right. That is clearly the case. All this nonsense about nobody would care if his name were Smith. No, he would simply be another anonymous guy who's in prison.
Yeah, but remember when Gerald Ford pardoned Richard Nixon, it was meant to heal the nation from the obviously he was never impeached because he resigned right before he could be impeached. He was going to be impeached. But
he had nothing to gain from that.
No, Ford didn't.
Yeah, Ford had nothing to gain. Joe Biden is an unnamed co-conspirator so far in this. He has everything to gain from this. So it's incredibly self-serving. It's destructive of the system of justice we have in this country. Yeah. And another affirmation that, as the wise political analyst Alyssa Farah Griffin had to say, that we have a two-tier system of justice in this country.
I would like to see some kind of projection or figure on how much the Bidens have actually made since he has been in office.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sure it's in the millions. And, you know, if he's so gung-ho about helping Angola out, maybe he can pull it out of his own pocket instead of ours. 6:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And up next, Chicago residents have had enough of their Marxist mayor.
Are you Stouffer Legal safe? Have you viewed Stouffer Legal's online webinar where they teach you how to keep your stuff and the control of your stuff in your family? And not under the control of doctors, courts, and lawyers? Have you scheduled your free estate planning consultation with a Stouffer Legal attorney who will learn about you and your family's situation and discover whether your estate plan is all set to accomplish your objectives? Stouffer Legal removes the mystery from estate planning by teaching you how to protect your stuff while you're here and your loved ones after you've gone. And they offer free consultations with an experienced attorney who will lay out your planning options so that you can choose which estate plan is right for you and your loved ones. Go to PlanBaltimore.com to view their estate planning webinar, then request your free estate planning consultation. Take the next step towards peace of mind and family protection. Visit PlanBaltimore.com today. That's PlanBaltimore.com so you can be Stouffer Legal safe.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up right after the 7 o'clock news, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Yeah, Joe Biden's out throwing money around. More money for Ukraine. That's exactly what we need to do, right?
Yeah.
Well, the people in Asheville are suffering, and the people in Florida have no homes, but it's okay. The Ukrainians need our help.
Johnny Zero has resigned.
Oh, has he really?
From his county executive position to get ready to take his progressive lunacy to Washington.
Wow.
As a member of the Maryland congressional delegation. Watch out, swampsters. Because he's right there, and he's one of you.
Yeah.
He's one of your kind.
6:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, they've reopened the center lane on the outer loop at I-70. The fire department moved into the left-hand lane behind the wreck, and I can't believe these people are still coming up almost within 15, 20 feet of this fire truck. What the hell do you think he's doing? He's sitting with all his lights on. What do you think that is? It's a wreck. Get out of there. What are you, stupid? I mean, what are you? If you see a fire truck stopped in the left-hand lane, what the hell do you think he's doing? You know, okay. So in the meantime, we're backed up to 795, almost back to Reisterstown Road. 795, you'll have a problem as well, merging on. When you get to the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, you need to be in the center and the right-hand lane. Fire department now is blocking the left lane, and this one vehicle is all banged up, so they're going to take a while. That has to be towed out. Parkville side fills in a bit. Both the tunnels, heavy delays already south. So far, do not see any problems through the Annapolis area coming off the Bay Bridge and over to towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says partly sunny, dry and cold today. 43, the expected high right now, clear. 24 in Glen Burnie, 23 in Parkville. Coming up in our MAGA movement update, find out which Trump nominee has now withdrawn from the cabinet. We've got the latest on that for you coming up in our MAGA update. Joey is in Linthicum.
Good morning, Joey.
Good morning.
Yes, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I never heard about the outcome of the cocaine that was found in the White House. And for the president to say that his son has overcome a cocaine addiction, you never overcome an addiction. You carry it with you until the day you die.
Yep.
Let it be drug recovery, let it be alcohol recovery, let it be smoking recovery. You carry that with you until you die.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. The result or resolution of that case is still open-ended. You have the Secret Service that apparently, you know, there was some DNA in that plastic baggie of cocaine that was found, but apparently it did not belong to anybody in the White House, we're expected to believe. So just another thing the Secret Service had botched in that investigation. By the way, Chicago residents are upset at their Marxist mayor, Brandon Johnson.
Oh, yes, they are.
Who, by the way, has spent, millions of dollars on illegal aliens in his sanctuary city. Immediately after Trump's victory, Johnson said he will not bend to the president-elect's plan to carry out the largest deportation program in American history. Since then, the Marxist mayor has proposed a $300 million property tax hike to collect more funds from his residents of Chicago to pay for the illegal aliens. And last night, they had enough.
Now let's get down to Tom Holman and 8 U.S.C., 1324, different editions of 1994, 2020, 2021, and 2022 about you harvesting aliens. And you so strong about protecting those aliens, but you won't do nothing for the U.S. citizens. We are the ones who pay your salaries. Salaries! Let me accentuate on that. But yet, you want to overlook us like we don't exist. Well, you're not going to exist for the next election. Because there's a 10-year prison sentence when you want to stand up here for those illegals.
Yeah. Bingo, yeah. You can tell the natives are restless. Chicago's been inundated with tens of thousands of illegal aliens, and more than 30 Trinidad Aragua gangbangers have been arrested by Chicago PD and have been released back out on the streets. And the residents said, this is it. They want the Trump administration to come in and start in Chicago first.
Trump, Tom Holman, make an example at this Negro right here first. Please come here first, because you know what? We're going to help you. We want to forensic.
Ma'am, I would ask that you, hold on a second. Stop her time.
You told Trump you ain't going to blink? Well, we ain't either. You ain't above the law. And where you going to run to when Trump pulls that Trump card out on you?
There's a 10-year prison sentence when you want to stand up here for those illegals.
You all sit up there and say it.
You will not allow Trump to come in here and get these illegals. Yeah, you can smile. We're in a $1 billion deficit. And you spent half of our money, half of that, on illegals. You campaign and double down that you will not raise property taxes. I ain't gonna do that. You campaign went around doing that. And here we are right now. You wanted to raise our taxes $300 million. They shut it down. Now we back here for $150 million. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You can tell. Yeah. Man, people are really angry. And let's see what happens in the next election to Mr. Johnson. Yeah.
More on that coming up next hour. Hey, happy holidays to all. It is the perfect time to talk about Rescue Natural Supplements and their Deck the Halls sale. Right now, you can save up to 78% on exceptional natural supplements for every area of your home. From essentials like omega 3s and probiotics to cholesterol support, natural pain relief, and a whole lot more. And the best part, over a dozen health-boosting Rescue products are marked down under $20. So get started or stock up today. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a Rescue product consultant or shop online, at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. And with Rescue, you can reinforce your immune system, boost energy, reach your health goals, and again, there's no code needed this time around to save up to 78% site-wide. So get a head start on your health this year. Visit res-q.com right now.
Coming up next, Zelensky has a solution for the Ukraine-Russian war, and a Trump nominee has withdrawn. Stay with us.
WCVM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Sub-freezing temperatures are adding to the misery in hurricane-ravaged western North Carolina, where thousands of homeowners remain displaced, some having lost everything. President Biden, meanwhile, announcing more than $1 billion in additional aid for displaced African homeowners. Nothing official, but reports that President-elect Trump may nominate Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for Defense Secretary, replacing Pete Hegseth. Mr. Trump's choice for Drug Enforcement Administration Chief, Florida Sheriff Chad Chronister, has withdrawn his name from consideration for that post. Citing the Hunter Biden pardon, President-elect Trump's lawyers asking a judge to dismiss Mr. Trump's New York criminal case.
Donald Trump's lawyer argued that anything short of a dismissal of the case would disrupt the president-elect's transition efforts and impede his ability to govern. The New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg has until next Monday to respond, but has previously indicated that he opposes a dismissal.
The BBC's Netta Tofik. The Supreme Court hears arguments today on the constitutionality of Tennessee's ban on so-called gender-affirming care for youngsters. The case could have a national impact because at least 25 other states have adopted similar laws. South Korea's opposition party is submitting a motion to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol just hours after he ended a short-lived martial law.
Any domestic political instability in South Korea at a time when North Korea is emboldened clearly is going to be a source of great concern because it provides an opportunity for Kim Jong-un to make mischief.
That's University of Cambridge geopolitical analyst John Nilsen Wright. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory. The Dow futures are up 187 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 134, and the S&P futures 17 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And and now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
7:03 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning. Chuck Whitaker.
Situation on the Beltway just got worse. The accident is still there in the left-hand lane on the outer loop at I-70. And as I was looking at that, I thought suddenly there wasn't much of a backup right there at the scene. Well, the problem is there's another wreck now south of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, and that's also on the left side of the roadway. So right now I'm just kind of getting a look at that. Looks like several vehicles are involved. I'm trying to confirm it's in the left-hand lane, but that's what it looks like, and several vehicles involved there. So two different accidents now between Liberty Road and I-70, and the Beltway is backed up into Pikesville coming down the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another dry day today, another cold afternoon, 43 the high. Late tonight, some light rain and snow, less than an inch of snow, and light rain and snow start the day tomorrow. Afternoon's dry, temperatures falling into the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 20 degrees. Dundalk has 27 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, being brought to you this time by Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. Call Dr. Laser today, 410-356-7799, or send a message online at cosmeticdentistbaltimore.com. Increased security measures are coming to Harford County's public schools. Yesterday, officials announced a new partnership between the county government and the Board of Education that will include funding for security improvements like advanced weapons detection systems and the addition of three new school resource officers. Harford County Exec Bob Cassidy plans to approve the spending as part of the 2025 budget. Baltimore County Board of Education has elected a new chair and new vice chair. During last night's meeting, former special education and language arts teacher Jane Lichter was elected chair. Robin Harvey, the executive director of the Maryland Department of Human Services Office of Licensing and Monitoring, was elected vice chair. Lichter and Harvey's terms began officially last night. And Baltimore County Executive Johnny O has officially submitted his resignation as he prepares to become the rep for Maryland's 2nd District in the U.S. House. In a letter, Olszewski wrote that following his successful election to the House of Representatives, it was with emotions that he will resign effective January 3 at 9 a.m. Lottery numbers from last night, your pick 3812, your pick 4061, and next is Stein on Sports.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple of years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
To run or not to run? That is the question that Lamar Jackson has faced many times this year. Lamar with the unique ability to evade rushers and extend the play. Offensive coordinator Todd Monken was asked about striking a balance once Lamar gets out of the pocket.
That balance, I don't know where to start and where to finish with it, because it's, yeah, there's times I think maybe he can check it down, but then he gets outside of it and he makes a play, so it's just, he's unique.
Apparently Lamar's mother, though, does have an opinion on this.
Yeah, my mama just told me that. She just cussed me out, so, like, I'm mad, so, like, We gonna get after it, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. We gonna get after it. I can't wait to this bye get on. Like, we got the Giants coming up. I'm ready to go. Like, I'm just ready to go, man.
Lamar's mother wanting Lamar maybe to run the football a little more. Meanwhile, Jameis Winston apparently is turning to the Lord.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes. Like, that's not me.
The most yards in NFL history he threw for on Monday night while throwing two pick sixes in the same game, and they were the difference, Denver beating Cleveland. Wow. Women's college basketball, don't sleep on the Terps. The women go wire to wire against the Mount, 87-52, and are now 9-0 for the first time since 2018 when they started 12-0. Maryland, number 7 in the country. And on the other end of the spectrum, the Wizards lost their 15th in a row last night to the Cavaliers. Coming up at 7:35, Hard Knocks comes to Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Power hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and the Boogeyman, otherwise known as... Bruce Ellis.
Put on your boogie shoes, man.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hegrick, and here are your top stories this hour.
Very interesting question. Now that he's been pardoned, does Hunter actually have any Fifth Amendment rights left?
You can only assert the Fifth Amendment if you are facing criminal charges. The potential criminal charges, that is a reality. But for Hunter Biden, arguably, that no longer exists.
A man in a town hall meeting in Edison, New Jersey, was kicked out because he waved the Constitution and the American flag.
Every member of the council took a solemn oath to uphold the Constitution. I'm holding up a copy of the Constitution to remind you of that oath.
Wow. How dare you hold up the Constitution? Out of here, fella.
Kicked out.
You know, it's amazing. It's just amazing. But let's start with this, because it continues, even while we're not watching it 24-7, and that is the war in Ukraine and what the next steps are. Well, Joe Biden, this past couple of days, has said, here, have some more millions of U.S. taxpayer money. Now, we've already spent around $212 billion. Over there, right? The EU countries altogether have spent, I think, around $50 billion. So we have, obviously, four times as much of our money at play there that the EU nations have, that NATO nations have. And now Joe Biden wants to double down. He wants to lock Donald Trump into a war, potentially a World War III, by his actions. He's doing his very best to make that happen. Josh Hawley heard about the latest charade that Biden is pulling off and said this.
He wants billions more. That's in his end-of-the-year funding request. It is totally ridiculous. It's time for him to admit that his Ukraine policy has been a total disaster. It's in complete shambles. And I tell you, Donald Trump cannot get to office fast enough. We need him now to bring peace to the region and to make sure America's interests are put first.
Now, Volodymyr Zelensky says what his idea is all those areas that Ukraine still holds, make those areas part of NATO. Wow. What a great idea, right, Josh?
They should not put any part of Ukraine in NATO. And listen, this administration is already risking World War III by greenlighting the use of American weapons into Russian territory. What will happen if Moscow responds by sending a weapon, a missile, you name it, into the territory of a NATO country? We'll all be at war. The idea that now we would expand NATO to include Ukraine is extremely dangerous. It is a recipe for constant conflict, including American soldiers, boots on the ground in Europe from now now until forever. It is a disastrous idea.
Yeah, if you believe in globalism, you believe that we should be the world's policeman, believe that we should be everywhere all at once, all the time, then you want the Biden policy. If you don't believe in that stuff, if you believe that we should be a republic of free men and free women who mind our own business by and large, you sure as hell don't want that stuff. That basically is the direction which Donald Trump wants to take us. Hawley says, look, behind closed doors, they've been talking about negotiations for ages.
What the Biden administration has been telling senators behind closed doors for literally 2 years now is that there will have to be a negotiated peace. The Secretary of State was saying that 2 years ago. So out in public, they're saying war forever. Behind closed doors, they're saying, well, we're going to have to negotiate. Yeah. They just don't want to make the hard choices to do it.
Yeah, precisely. And they want to push those hard choices onto Donald Trump while trying to make sure that he has no hand to play, basically.
He always has a hand to play.
Yeah.
Read The Art of the Deal, and you'll find out.
713, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, the Barter King himself, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah. The Outer Loop. West Side. I think what they've done now is they had the wreck that was just south of Windsor Mill Road. I think they moved those vehicles down to join up with the other wreck that's right here at I-70 because they had vehicles back there kind of going left to right, and they moved them down here where the left lane is already blocked. Anyway, so now we have what was a three-car accident, which is now four or five-vehicle accident in the left-hand lane, and there's no shoulder there at I-70 because of the construction. So two lanes are getting by, center and the right. We're backed up all the way back to 795. I looked at 795 at Owings Mills Boulevard. It's not backed up there, but I can guarantee it's slow after the bridge at McDonough Road and through there. And we're going to start to back up as you're coming south from Reisterstown Road. The rest of the Beltway, yeah, it's going to be slow through Greenspring. That starts to build on the Parkville side at Hartford Road. Delays at both the Harvard Tunnels. Sitting basically busy southbound right around the city-county line on both 95 and 895 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, partly sunny, dry, and cold today, 43. Maybe a mixture, some light rain, light snow, less than an inch or so overnight into tomorrow morning as possible. And then it's going to be cold tomorrow, about 36 for your high tomorrow. So hang in there. This cold front is very stubborn. Cloudy, 24 right now in Severn. It is 24 Middle River. Time for the MAGA Movement Update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
So a Trump nominee has withdrawn. I talked about him the other day here on the program. The sheriff, Chad Cronister, from the Tampa Bay area, has withdrawn his nomination for DEA chief. I said it was a bad pick. Here are the reasons why. His office promoted transgendering teens by participating in the Tampa Pride event. He created a liaison office for transgenders within the police department. He expanded his office's DEI programs, a major proponent of anti-white male discrimination by removing merit as a primary role of advancement within the sheriff's department. In March of 2020, he arrested a local pastor who kept his church open during COVID. The pastor spent $100,000 to upgrade his church's HVAC system to make it safer. He arrested him anyway and then held a press conference bragging about it. He's a big Democrat donor, gave money to Barack Obama. He's also weak on crime, released a criminal with 35 priors, who then went out shortly after his release and murdered somebody. How does somebody like this get past the transition team? I am convinced there are moles still within the Trump Mar-a-Lago, and perhaps even on the transition team, that some of these people are sneaking through. They're still trying to plant ticking time bombs to sabotage Trump. Now, again, I don't know how much oversight he has on every specific nominee. He's busy, and he's probably leading up to his transition team. But you better get your act together, because that guy should never have seen the light of day. If you want a good sheriff, let me give you one. Grady Judd, Sheriff Grady Judd of Polk County. Florida should be the DEA chief. That's the guy that should have gotten the nomination, not this joker. Unbelievable. But Jason Miller, he says that that the results so far, or the nominees, have been, he thinks are going to get through okay.
Feeling very good about the nominees, and as they have these one-on-one meetings, we're getting really good feedback. Some of the senators are taking to social media and other media to demonstrate that. Mm-hmm. Others are communicating it directly to us.
Well, the latest nominee to be in quote-unquote peril is Pete Hegseth. The long knives are out for him. Lindsey Graham calls the allegations about Hegseth very disturbing. Although the female senators, Marsha Blackburn and others, are rallying around Pete Hegseth. There are about six Republicans that are a little squishy on Hegseth right now. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Trump is considering replacing Hegseth with Governor Ron DeSantis if the Hegseth nomination crashes and burns. And the allegations by this NBC hit piece and the Bulwark are that Pete Hegseth drinks on the job. And that's the thing that scuttled John Towers' nomination years ago during the Reagan years. And these are former Fox News employees that claim this guy likes to party while he's still on the clock. And Will Cain, Dan Bongino, Piers Morgan, and others are rushing to Pete Hegseth's defense, saying that it's just bull dookie. This is the military-industrial complex, because Hegseth is no woke warrior.
Right, right.
In fact, he will fix the Defense Department, but they're out after him. That's the latest one. They smell blood in the water there, but we'll see what happens.
Do they really think they do better with DeSantis? I mean, they're going to have very, very similar approaches, because the guy up top, their boss, is setting the direction. And if they don't go in the direction that Donald Trump wants them to go, chances are he'll fire them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's simply the way things work. So, to me... fine. All right, you've counted Q. You got a little notch on your belt. That's great, but you haven't affected policy at all. Nor do I want them to affect policy at all.
Incoming FBI Director Kash Patel has been targeted in an alleged Iranian cyber attack, according to the FBI. Judicial Watch says a court has found phony Fannie Willis in default in an open records lawsuit and ordered her to produce her records in 5 business days. This is going to get interesting. Trump is urging Judge Juan Merchan to dismiss his hush money case due to his election victory. And Jason Miller saying that, look, Trump isn't in an office and is getting results.
What he looks like at it is he's getting results right away. And we always talk about what President Trump can do on day one. We're not even day one yet. We're still, 7 weeks out? And he's already making it happen.
And our Canadian friends and neighbors in Mexico, according to Stephen Miller, the deputy chief of staff, they now are recognizing their obligations.
President Trump expects Mexico to fulfill its obligation that they've made to prevent the entry of any and all caravans into the United States or face the stiff financial repercussions that President Trump has outlined, including the 25% tariff.
Yeah, and that has happened already. Claudia Sheinbaum, the president of Mexico, has stopped 2 illegal alien caravans that were headed to Mexico towards the United States. 47 days to go.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have now. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
7:21 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, there are an awful lot of homeowners who are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory they have from which to choose and the great rate they may have on their current home. So if this sounds like you, you should know that you're not alone. Let me ask you this. If you were able to find your dream home and have an interest rate in the mid-4s, would you sell? If you would, for your dream home, then listen up, because Vinny Steele has something for you. Selling your Maryland or Lower PA home is just one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. So take it from me. Do not list your home until you've talked to Maryland's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and here's why. In today's real estate market, you have a lot of ways to sell that didn't exist 10 or 20 years ago. So why list your home with somebody who's using techniques of 10 to 20 years ago. You know, get your name and get you on multiple listing and maybe have an open house. There's a lot more you can do and a lot more you can do to sell your home at your price and in your time frame. Vinny Steele is the guy to talk to. He is not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert. So please call the only agent that I would trust to sell my home, Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty Now, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Upman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Upman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Belair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning, it's 723, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
That wreck still blocking the left-hand lane, outer loop right before I-70. Some of the vehicles have now left the area, but two more are still there with the state police. No shoulder available. It's in the construction zone. So when you get to Windsor Mill Road, you get right before the bridge on I-70. Need to be to the center and the right. The backup is all the way back beyond 795. 795 is having a problem as well. Rest of the Beltway with the normal delays. Both the tunnels, heavy traffic south. At last look, we were still moving traffic in, but with delays at both the tunnels all the way back to the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the tunnels is partly sunny, dry, and cold today. 43, the expected high. Right now, 24 and cloudy in the Middle River. It's 23 in Ellicott City. Let's take a phone call. Mike in Nottingham is with us.
Good morning, Mike. Mike could not hang in with us. Give us a call back if you can, if you fell out of the cell. 725 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Jonathan Turley, constitutional law expert, has a very different take on what Joe Biden has done by pardoning Hunter in the fashion he pardoned him. He says that what this shows is a complete contempt for our system of law.
We've never seen anything like this. He's literally pardoning his son for any crime that he may have committed during these years, everything from money laundering to murder. So it's a really breathtaking act of contempt for the American people, and it has happened over and over again.
Yeah, by simply saying you're not on the hook for any federal crime you committed during that 10-year, 11-month period. He basically has said, I don't care what you did. Who knows? I mean, I don't care if you ran somebody over with your car. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. You're free to go. And one of the things that annoys me is people are saying, well, I understand how because after all, he's his dad. Sorry, you have a moral obligation to the citizens of this country if you take that oath to be president.
This is why I don't like preemptive pardons. In our system of justice, you're innocent until proven guilty.
Right, correct.
And you have a right to a jury of your peers.
Precisely.
But at the same time, no one is above the law, which we kept hearing during the Trump administration during the last several years. They were going after lawfare with Donald Trump. So I don't know how you can excuse anybody from crimes that there's no knowledge have been committed,
right,
or future crimes. Crimes or whatever the case may be, this should be challenged, I think, before the Supreme Court, the whole concept of preemptive pardons.
Yeah, what Turley had to say was that, look, the only thing that makes sense to him, and he's studied the law, obviously, for his entire life, and he's an expert on constitutional laws. The only thing that makes sense to him is Joe Biden is pardoning himself.
You know, the difference is in the Nixon pardon, Ford wasn't implicated in any of those allegations. This sweeps into offenses that have been alleged not just against Hunter Biden, but have implicated the president himself.
Yeah. So if they're implicating the president himself, in essence, what he's doing is he's saying, before you guys come after me for all the illegal stuff I've been doing, I'm going to make sure there's nobody who needs to testify. I'll make sure they're all immune from your prosecutions.
Well, that means he's going to have to pardon every single one of the Biden crime family.
Yes, indeed.
Hunter, Frank, James, Sarah,
James is next,
Valerie,
yep.
And himself. He's going to have to pardon himself.
Yeah, perfect indemnification, I think, is the word I'm going for here. Turley said that, you know, this is a horrible direction in which to go. Plus, it's a lie, and he's lying to the American public. Now, there's this online influencer and blogger. Her name is Lee McGowan. And she says, no, it's not a lie. He didn't lie at all. His circumstances changed.
If Hunter's name was Joe Smith, this case would probably have never even gone to trial, right? I believe the circumstances have changed. I think that we have a president coming into office who's talking about firing squads, who's talking about running people around the country
squads.
And making sure that everyone who's his enemy is going to be punished. And Hunter Biden lied about his drug use on a government form when he was buying a gun. And he failed to file and pay taxes when he was a drug addict. He paid back those taxes with interest.
So what?
Why are there so many lunatics on the left?
Yeah, I mean, so
fighting the firing squads? Really?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is all coming out of, made up of whole cloth, I think is the phrase. And the idea, the proposition that if his name wasn't Biden, nobody would care.
Well,
as we point out over and over again, if his name wasn't Biden, he'd already be in prison.
Yeah, if it was Don Smith, there wouldn't be any lawfare against Don Smith versus Don Trump, that's for sure.
Or a number of other rap stars, actually,
yeah,
who are now spending time behind bars because of exactly the same thing.
All right, well, we'll find out because that Epstein and P. Diddy list are going to be very revealing.
Yes.
729, you know, if you're a homeowner 62 years of age or older, I wanted to share something that could significantly improve your life, especially if debt is taking up a big portion of your monthly income. Whether it's mortgage payments or credit card debt or just the cost of everyday living, you know, it can feel like there's little room to breathe, and you've worked hard for your home. It is your biggest investment, and now's the time to let that investment work for you. My good buddy, Mark McVeary, Verse Mortgage Answers, has over 30 years of experience helping homeowners like you tap into their home equity with a federally insured reverse mortgage. And here's how it can help. You can stay in your home while eliminating monthly mortgage payments and paying off credit card debt. You can free up cash to cover expenses, reduce that stress, and enjoy a more comfortable retirement. And Mark understands that you might have a lot of questions, and he's here to provide clear, honest answers with no obligation. He just wants to help you make the best decision for your future. Call Mark today, 410-788-7070. 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070. At 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. 24-year-old Baltimore Ravens fan charged with assaulting two Washington Commanders fans will remain in jail until his trial. For the second time since his arrest, a judge has denied bail for Jack Callis, who is charged with one count of first-degree assault and three counts of second-degree assault for the October 13th incident in Federal Hill that was caught on video. His attorney requested bail so his client could be placed in a facility for drug and alcohol treatment. According to the Baltimore Banner, the judge said she was not convinced that releasing Callis to outpatient care was enough to address his substance abuse disorder. Baltimore County Exec Johnny O has officially submitted his resignation as he now prepares to be the congressman for the 2nd District in the U.S. House. He wrote that following his successful election to the U.S. House, he was with emotions that he's going to resign effective January 3rd at 9 a.m. Towson man faces a January 21st trial date for allegedly exposing himself to a DoorDash driver who was delivering food to his home. Police in Baltimore County say 21-year-old Keon Agnew allegedly answered the door partially dressed and exposing his privates. The delivery driver, a retired sheriff's captain, when she called the police about the October 29th incident, she was initially arrested for assault. The charges later dropped and Agnew was charged. No explanation for the change has been given, with police only saying it's part of an ongoing investigation. And a 74-year-old man and his dog, both struck by a minivan, killed while on a morning walk yesterday in Annapolis. Happened around 7:30 in the morning, Cedar Park Road. A 62-year-old driver remained at the scene. It's 7:32 on WCBM. WCBM Traffic and Weather on the 3s is next.
Is your glass half full or half empty? When it comes to life's important conversations and planning for you and your family's future, perspective is everything. Estate planning is one of those essential discussions commonly viewed as difficult or uncomfortable. In reality, estate planning is an empowering opportunity to evaluate what's important to you and learn how to protect it. Stouffer Legal's valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our estate planning attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives tailored to each family's individual story. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Contact us today to learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at PlanBaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's PlanBaltimore.com or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 812. Your pick 4, 0261. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the 3s. Chuck Whitaker.
All the lanes are open now on the Beltway, the outer loop at I-70. That wreck, actually it was two different wrecks, occurred more than an hour ago. They finally have all the lanes clear. The back, though, the backup, though, is still back beyond the bridge at 795. 795 will be slow as well, joining the outer loop. The inner loop at Green Spring, picking up the normal delay there. The outer loop on the Parkville side begins right at Bel Air Road. JFX, you're slowing now. Heavy traffic south Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. No reports of any problems, but already heavy right through that area. Both the tunnels are still backed up southbound. The 895 run right now is only back to Pulaski Highway, so that's a little better. 95 is still slow, almost back to the city-county line. Carroll County, new wreck, road blockage on Route 97 southbound at Bachman's Valley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another dry day today, another cold afternoon, 43 the high. Late tonight, some light rain and snow, less than an inch of snow, and light rain and snow start the day tomorrow. Afternoons dry, temperatures falling into the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500. Discount on eligible products only and reflected in quote. Restrictions apply. See Pro Desk for details. MVP's Pro Rewards program subject to terms.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
All the units are getting a look-see as the bye is here for the Ravens coaches, especially the offensive line. Analyzing film, seeing what could have gone better against the Eagles. Offensive line coach George Warhop took the mic yesterday in Owings Mills and was asked if Philly's interior D-line talent was the difference in the game on Sunday.
That's an interesting question because I never view the opponent as the problem. We play a lot of good defenses. I don't think we handled it as well as we have, so I always put it on us.
Meanwhile, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh was asked if potential personnel changes on the O-line could happen during the bye.
I think those guys could come in. The other guys that are working hard could come in and help us, but I'm not down on anybody in the offensive line. That's a really good front we played against. I think we could have played better, especially in pass protection.
Last Sunday, the Philly defensive line had the highest pressure percentage of any team in the National Football League. Meanwhile, for the first time in more than two decades, the Ravens meet Hard Knocks once again. The debut aired last night on HBO and Max. It's called Hard Knocks In Season, and it's following the entire AFC North this year, marking the first time the show will focus on a whole division. But the Ravens were a minor part of episode number one. Steelers-Bengals dominated the show. The Ravens only got about 10 minutes of the 56-minute show. On the ice last night, Caps had a chance to extend their winning streak to five games against the lowly San Jose Sharks.
Celebrini closing. And notice four forwards out for San Jose now. One-time blast. They score! It trickles home. Eklund wins it. 39 seconds in OT.
Joe Beninati and Locker with the call on Monumental 2-1, the final Sharks over the Caps. Wizards lost their 15th in a row last night, 118-87 to the Cavaliers. Team record is 16 in a row. They did it last year, and they can do it again Thursday night when they face the Mavericks. And here's something that'll warm you up on a cold December day. The Orioles announcing that individual tickets for all spring training games at Ed Smith Stadium will go on sale Monday, December 9th at 12 noon. June. Single game tickets can be purchased online at Orioles.com/springtickets. Home opener is February 22nd against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Could use that. 7:37 is the time when we return. Why Maryland football can't compete in the Big Ten.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
All right, so here it is. The University of Michigan football team announcing a couple of days ago that they have flipped the number one high school quarterback in the country. He had initially committed to LSU. Now he's going to Michigan. His name is Bryce Underwood. He's a five-star recruit. Here's the difference. The reason why he flipped, there was a donor to the University of Michigan program that was unannounced until that moment. It happens to be Larry Ellison, who is the fourth richest person in the world. And he donated over $100 million to that program and to that school because his wife, who's 33 years his junior, is a Michigan alum.
Yes.
So until and unless Maryland can find some of these top-notch donors to come in and give this NIL money to the football program, they're not going to be able to compete for these people.
What is Kevin playing? Chopped liver?
Well, he's not chopped liver, but he's not Larry Ellison.
but take a look at, by that logic, Delaware should be doing really well. They have all
Delaware's top-notch.
I know, but all the DuPont money in the world.
Right.
They have also the Gore money, Gore-Tex money.
Well, not only that, but it's a state where if corporations don't pay taxes or something, right, if you incorporate in the state of Delaware. Right. So all the corporations are part of Delaware. I don't know. This is just crazy. Larry Ellison giving all that much money to the University of Michigan.
I think it's deeper than that, but that's certainly a big reason.
Huge reason.
I think Maryland ignores a lot of homegrown area talent. Yeah, because they want to go into the hotbeds of Pennsylvania and Ohio to try to compete against the Michigans and the Penn States and the Ohio States. There are a lot of folks, a lot of athletes. This goes all the way back to when I was playing ball.
Yeah,
when Jerry Claiborne was the coach at Maryland.
Oh wow,
they don't look at local athletes that much.
I mean, they look at local athletes, but look, if none of the local athletes here can compete with a guy like Bryce Underwood. Okay, I mean that guy is a top notch number one.
Well, he's a blue chipper, and yeah, he might be. It's like the quarterbacks coming out of Western Pennsylvania. It was hard to compete against them at one point.
That's true.
There are some incredible, good athletes in this area. Yeah. I'm talking about the Delmarva region.
By the way, I don't know if you noticed, but Sean did bring in his leather helmet. He's ready to suit up again, Bill.
I'm going to lend it to you when you're walking on your new deck.
I got to get out of here.
All right, Gary. 7:39. Let's go to the phones. Linda is in Pasadena.
Hey, Linda.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning. I want to share something. My mother-in-law, who's 94 years old, she had said to us that she would close her eyes after Trump was elected and the birth of her first great grandson. Boy, it's all come true. She loves President Trump. So I just wanted to share that story. She's doing well. I mean, she's doing really well now, but still she got two of her wishes and, just want to share that as a positive note, and you guys have a wonderful day.
Thanks, ma'am. Linda. Appreciate the story. And this is a story that's getting a lot of attention. A lawyer by the name of Joel Bassoff in a township of Edison, New Jersey, goes into the town hall meeting, the city council.
Yeah.
He gets his 2 minutes, okay? As part of his 2 minutes, he brings a Constitution and an American flag with him. And then absurdity ensues. Here's the first part when he cites the Constitution.
Every member of the council took a solemn oath to uphold the Constitution. I'm holding up a copy of the Constitution to remind you of that oath. I'm holding up this Constitution to emphasize.
This will be served as a prop, as last discussed in past meeting. So you can use it as a prop.
I'm sorry, I'm not putting down the U.S. Constitution. This is my time. You're interrupting me.
Stop abusing the police.
Then come the cops.
Wow.
The police. Shame on you. Is right. The police then. Police to escort him to his seat. You'll hear next when he brings out the American flag next.
Wrong. I'm holding up an American flag to represent the constitutional values.
I'm going to have to warning, and if you continue, I will have to forfeit. You'll have to forfeit your time.
Well, I'm... It's my constitution. It's my constitutional right to do this.
You didn't vote.
If you get sued, you will lose. My suggestion to you is that you get a second opinion from competent counsel because you are wrong. You are
That's the way it went. He wanted to say shame on you, Sue. First, he holds up the Constitution. They call the police. They escort him to his seat. He then gets the chance to fill out the rest of his time. This time he holds up a flag, and they cut him off, and then they kick him out. They kick him out of the meeting. I don't care if you're holding up a noose. That is your First Amendment right when you're in a public setting like that.
Absolutely.
And now, FIRE, that is a group that are dedicated to the First Amendment, they're now contemplating a lawsuit against Nasif Patel, who was the Edison, New Jersey Council president, and the rest of the council for denying him his First Amendment rights.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM in 60 seconds. Choose your fake news. First, Chuck Whitaker.
And brought to you as a service, Sabrini's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I think there may have been another new problem here on the Beltway. They've been looking at something just after the bridge at I-70. And even the interloop coming up from Route 40 is also looking at something. So they're turning the camera now. We're trying to get a look to see exactly what that is. The ramp from 70 eastbound trying to get onto the Beltway is also jammed up. Ah, here it is. I'm so glad this camera's back on. Outer loop, right after I-70, crowding the left shoulder, and again, 2-3 vehicles involved in a wreck there. So everybody's off the roadway, but they're looking at it. The state highway truck has the arrow board with the arrow on telling traffic to go to the right, but the lanes are already open anyway. So the outer loop still backed up all the way back towards Pikesville. The inner loop now is looking at it, and you'll have a delay coming up from Edmondson Avenue. JFX very heavy this morning after Ruxton Road down through the city county line. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, belts, hoses, antifreeze. Have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast, partly sunny, dry, and cold. 43, maybe some light rain and or snow overnight into tomorrow morning, but then it'll eventually clear out. But bitterly cold tomorrow, high of only 36. Right now, cloudy 23 in Ellicott City. Yeah, it's not pretty. And it is a 26 in Pasadena. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner today. We've got WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and a coffee mug if you can correctly guess the fake news story. Jimmy's in Northeast Pennsylvania. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'd like to go last, please.
You got it.
All right. We will honor that request. Here are your three stories. Only during the Biden regime, several top VA officials in Tennessee have resigned in an internal investigation and a broader congressional probe into alleged sexual misconduct at the VA Mountain Home Medical Center in Tennessee, where one man allegedly slept with no fewer than 32 different women who worked there, and that men and several of the women bragged about their exploits in an online group forum on a government portal. The sexual misconduct allegedly included an orgy of at least 12 officials who work at that VA facility. Story two, according to hedge fund manager Sean McGuire, Hunter Biden owed him $380,000 in back rent. He kept asking him to pay him. Hunter Biden finally painted a painting and said, because of my name and my superior painting and artistic ability, you can sell this and get caught up on the rent that I owe you. Well, the guy did get the painting, and he said the painting was awful, and he had it analyzed. According to this hedge fund manager, the painting was painted with Hunter's own feces.
The guy's sick.
Story three.
What do you use, Brian? Whatever.
With the transition to a new administration imminent, Senator Rand Paul is vowing to hold Anthony Fauci accountable for criminal conduct in his testimony before the Senate on gain-of-function research. Paul says he lied at least on three occasions and said he's going to send a letter to the Trump DOJ to prosecute Fauci. Either he's going to jail or he said that he'll spend the rest of his life making little fudge cookies in a tree.
He is a little bastard. Ain't no doubt about it.
All right. Let's vote, shall we?
Shall we?
Bruce, you get to go first.
Yes. I'll cut it to the quick. Hey, you little Keebler elf, you. Number two is fake news. Number two.
Chuck.
That was the Hunter Biden thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Two. Number two, that's apropos, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Kristen.
I mean, again, they're all probable, and I hope the Rand Paul part is true. I'll also say number two.
All right. Kristen goes for number two.
We're all in favor of number two.
Jimmy.
I'll make it unanimous and go with number two as well.
All right. It's unanimous. Nobody votes for story number one. Yeah, I think it's possible with the VA. That is a true story.
They have the openings?
Watch it. Story three.
I don't want to watch it.
Senator Rand Paul. Threatening jail time for Tony Fauci, saying we could spend the rest of his life making little fudge cookies in a tree. That is our fake news story of the day.
Number two is true.
According to this hedge fund manager, I don't know if the painting is 100% true, but he claims that he had it tested. And
that's a lot of crap.
Yeah, yes, it is. Don't forget, he tried to the blow art. Yeah, the blow art he was trying to sell.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah. Jimmy, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Thanks for listening. Try again. Good luck next time.
Well, if the guy was able to get back his money, at least he's flush.
Yeah. That was a good try.
Yeah.
That's
right. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. Wow.
Yeah. Mike Connett of ProStatus Financial is a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's in tax, four-time Amazon bestselling author, now celebrating 20 years helping couples prepare for retirement. Offices in Hanover, Towson, and North Bethesda. Please call Mike at 866-597-1040 or at ProStatusFinancial.com. Mike, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Federal employees are now bracing for a proposed government overhaul from the Trump administration's DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency. Now, you work with lots of federal employees. Tell us why it's so important now for them to get help from a financial planner who specializes in federal benefits now more than ever.
It's kind of amazing that people are so worried about this. Obviously, there's lots of fat to be cut out of the government, and certainly there should be some downsizing. But I think the issue that people have, or the issue that people should be aware of, is what their options are. Because, you know, as they start to do some of this downsizing, people are going to get offers to buyouts, right? And they need to know exactly how their income is going to happen if they get an early offer. And so I think they need to sit down with somebody to understand what their pensions are, because they have incredible pensions, but they need to understand how they work. They need to understand exactly how the Social Security offset, because they're going to get a little bit of money from Social Security ahead of time. They need to understand the medical. They have so many benefits, and unfortunately, the government has already gutted
the entire HR department. So most people don't even understand how their benefits work. So in anticipation that this could happen to you, because it's possible, then you need to have an understanding of exactly what your benefits are and how to take advantage of them if, in fact, you get that early offer that to leave early.
Wow. Well, with possible cuts on the way, it's more important than ever to work with somebody who understands and has the skill set necessary to help you retire from federal government. Call Mike Kinnett and his team today for a free federal benefits review. They'll sit with you personally, look at everything, including your TSP, pension, and tax planning. This makes a great recommendation, by the way, for federal employees to have a great $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, and thank you for serving our country. Now, call ProStatus Financial, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040 for your free federal benefits review. Mike, as always, thank you very much, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Have a great one.
Talk Radio 680 WCB, it's 752. Still to come in the next couple of minutes, as a matter of fact. It turns out that Hunter may have lost his Fifth Amendment. He can always find a good fifth, it seems. That's coming up in a few minutes and after the 8 o'clock news this morning. The new second inaugural speech from Mayor Scott. We have lowlights for you. That's coming up around the corner on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 7:53 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. And here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking for a new accident now. Southbound I-95. It's reported in the area before the ramp at Caton Avenue. So anybody south as you're moving down from 395 and through that area, heads up there may be a backup there. We're trying to get a look at it now, see if there's any impact here. It's slow already from 395, so there is something to the report as you're going south after Camden Yards. 95 is backed up. The ramp from 395 on to 95 also backed up, and the report had indicated the accident was in the left-hand lane. The wreck on the Beltway, this is the third one this morning, outer loop south of the bridge at I-70. They're now, this, you know, they might be the same vehicles that were there earlier in the left-hand lane. I'm not really sure about that, but they're in the median now in the painted out area, so we're getting all the lanes by, but they're looking at it there, backed up to 795, and the inner loop is slow as you're coming up from Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly sunny and dry today, around 43 degrees. It's still not real comfortable outside. It's cool, as a matter of fact. Pikesville has 23 degrees right now, and Ellicott City has 21 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 7:55 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. Interesting little wrinkle. We speculated about this yesterday, Sean. Now that we have this peremptory kind of oxen-free for Hunter Biden, and his dad says you're indemnified for everything you've done over that 10-year and 11-month period, what does that mean for his legal rights? Well, it turns out he may have no Fifth Amendment rights left anymore because he's not in jeopardy for anything that happened during that time period. The problem with simply giving somebody a pardon for anything they did. So if he's now subpoenaed to come in front of Congress, he has no Fifth Amendment right. He doesn't have the legal ability to say that, no, you know, you cannot waive your Fifth Amendment. You can't claim your Fifth Amendment. And eventually, because there's no Fifth there, they can compel testimony from him by saying, we're not going to prosecute you. There are a couple of legal minds put together on this. Julia Janes is one.
Arguably, he no longer has a Fifth Amendment right, because you can only assert the Fifth Amendment if you are facing criminal charges, the potential criminal charges, that is a reality. But for Hunter Biden, arguably, that no longer exists. So he can't say, well, I'm afraid of being prosecuted, because he's already been pardoned.
Yeah, he already has his pardon. So they go back and say, listen, what were you doing in 2019? Well, it doesn't matter what he did. It doesn't matter what illegal acts he did. He cannot be prosecuted for them. So you have this real interesting phenomenon here where the Republicans may have a chance to go after any Biden that's not yet been a pardon. So they better get ready, get it hurried. Andy McCarthy, former federal prosecutor, weighs in.
What they're obviously worried about is an investigation by the Trump Justice Department of this scheme
But by giving Hunter this pardon, what you've done is immunized him. He now has no Fifth Amendment privilege, which means they could bring Hunter into the grand jury and make him testify about everybody else who was involved in the scheme. It doesn't make sense to pardon only Hunter. Yeah. You'd have to pardon everybody.
And that's the biggie right there, is you have to pardon everybody Hunter's ever been in contact with so that they can't be compelled to do anything in front of the grand jury. They can go and tell the truth. Doesn't matter. They can't get harmed. But if you, for example, if Joe Biden says, I look at Jim, I'm sorry, my brother, I did it with my son, but I can't do it for you, then Jim Biden is going to be on the hook. So, yeah, he's got to go. And the other brother's got to go. And the mother-in-law and the sister-in-law and the gardener and everybody has to be pardoned, Sean, in order for that to work.
Well, it only works for the period of 10 years and 11 months,
correct,
whatever it is, from 2014 to 2024. If there were potential crimes committed prior to that or post that, then he would be able to invoke his Fifth Amendment rights.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, you know, we've seen this before. Get in front of Congress he'll just say, I don't recall, 250 times. Because that's what they do. If they don't invoke the Fifth Amendment rights, they just say, I don't recall. I can't recall. And,
yeah.
And that's what we're going to get.
Well, I tell you, I'm fascinated by this because this kind of little arcane constitutional stuff, I think, is really curious to watch. We'll see how it plays out. By the way, Andy McCarthy also says that now, taking a look at it, he understands what the legal ideas were that being put forth by Hunter's attorneys. They were all basically standing at mid-court trying to shoot three-pointers with no chance of actually reaching the basket. He says the only way you do this, if you knew you had a pardon sitting in your pocket.
They only prosecuted him because they knew in the end his father would pardon him if all else failed. But he hasn't fired anyone if he really believed there was prosecutorial indiscretion here.
Yeah, and that's a big point.
Yeah, he said it was, his son was unfairly targeted. He was targeted then by Merrick Garland.
Yeah.
His attorney general. And David Weiss is still refusing the special counsel to dismiss the indictments based on this. So, but they have not been fired as of yet.
So if nobody gets fired, it can't have been all that big a deal, huh, Joe? Hey, if your roof is leaking or if you have damage from a storm, maybe you have leaks, lost shingles, gutters, downspouts, you may need to repair or replace your roof before the damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. They'll also work with your insurance company. Wallace Roofing, in business for over 92 years, is your full-service roofing company specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs and do not use subcontractors. It's all them, man. They're getting a roof repaired or replaced is something most homeowners dread. And when that happens, it's important to get not just the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price as well. Wallace Roofing, privately owned, 0% financing is available. If your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, MHIC number is 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
Yesterday, Mayor Scott was inaugurated for his second term. We'll tell you what he had to say.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Political turmoil engulfs a key U.S. ally in East Asia. South Korea's opposition party submitting a motion to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol, stemming from Yoon's brief imposition of martial law
that drew heavily armed troops to encircle parliament in Seoul before lawmakers climbed walls to re-enter the building and unanimously voted to lift his order. Impeaching Yoon would require the support of two-thirds of parliament and at least six justices of the nine-member constitutional court would have to support it to remove him from office.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma says the impeachment vote could come on Friday.
Pete Hegseth is President-elect Trump's defense secretary nominee, at least for now. There are reports first surfacing in the Washington Wall Street Journal that Mr. Trump could replace Hegseth with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. There's nothing official yet. This comes as a confirmation process proceeds.
The Trump transition team signed an agreement to allow the Justice Department to start background checks on nominees and staff. This lets Trump transition aides and future administration staff get security clearances before Inauguration Day to access classified information. The signing with the Justice Department was delayed after an agreement was signed to transition with others in the existing federal workforce. John Thune, the incoming Senate Majority Leader, said the Trump team understands there's going to have to be a thorough vetting of all these nominees. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Democrat Adam Gray has won election to a House seat representing California's Central Valley, defeating Republican John Duarte by just 187 votes. The final House contest to be determined this year. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 171 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 141, and the S&P futures better by 18 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The new administration has hinted at one of its boldest moves yet. America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free gold standard kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
Bye.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
We have delays coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The accident is further south after Camden Yards. When you get to 95 at 395, if you look to the right, you'll see the Camden Yards area. This wreck is between there and around Washington Boulevard, was in the left-hand lane. So there's enough impact there that it's backed up from there. It goes back through the Fort McHenry Tunnel and all the way back to Moravia Road. So big delays there. 895 is still slow after Pulaski Highway. There's a van with what appears to be a flat tire on the interloop at Greenspring, well off in the median. Several vehicles and the state police still there with the wreck. Outer loop in the median, painted out area right after the bridge at I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another dry day today, another cold afternoon, 43 the high. Late tonight, some light rain and snow, less than an inch of snow, and light rain and snow start the day tomorrow. Afternoons dry, temperatures falling into the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures right now continue to be kind of cool. Bel Air has 21 degrees. Ellicott City right now weighs in at 21 as well on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. U.S. Congressman Andy Harris commenting on the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management's approval for U.S. Wind's offshore wind project in Maryland. Harris says foreign-owned companies should never be allowed to control the energy supply, much less harm marine life while doing it. He says he looks forward to working with President Trump to end all offshore wind development when he is back in office. Maryland Delegate Brooke Grossman stepping down out in Hagerstown. The Hagerstown area rep is in the General Assembly. She says she's moving out of the district for family reasons, and that makes her ineligible to continue to hold her seat. Maryland State Police arrested 99 motorists suspected of DUI over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Troopers from all 23 barracks were on the roads over the holidays looking for aggressive, impaired, or distracted drivers. During the enforcement, troopers issued nearly 7,000 citations and warnings. State Police say as the holiday season continues, please plan ahead, designate a sober driver, or use a rideshare service. It's 8:05 on WCBM. Pick 3 lottery is 812. Your pick 4 was 0261. And next, you have Stein on sports.
For many of you, the past few years have been rough. Inflation high, interest rates spiraling, prices on groceries, utilities, medical costs, and insurance rates skyrocketing, forcing many to hold tight on their spending. Hi, Frank Lieber here. Tim Munson, president of AES Builder and Home Improvements, understands your situation, but has some very good news for you. If you've been putting off that new bathroom, kitchen, addition, or remodeling, but there are some necessary projects that must be done first, AES is here to help you get through these difficult times. Right now, AES Builder and Home Improvements is offering several financing options to make it easier to get that project done, no matter how big or small. With AES, you can feel secure knowing they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a 5-year free labor warranty. And as always, when they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Call them today at 1-800-787-SAVE or online at aeshome.us.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, one of the issues the Ravens will address this week is the offense's inconsistency from game to game for sure, but often from drive to drive. Offensive coordinator Todd Monken at the mic yesterday in Owings Mills.
In the games that we've lost the last couple of weeks, a few weeks ago, it was turnovers and penalties. This week, it was touchdowns in the red zone. The penalties, you know, we didn't have this week.
Lamar talked about the inconsistency of the offense on Monday.
Yeah, definitely. We need to be more consistent. Just a play at a time. You know, if something happened and another play, it's been situations in games where we have our first play is good, you know, but it's a penalty. It's first and 20.
At the same time, though, the Ravens offense still leads the league in yards per game. On the ice last night, Caps beaten by the Sharks 2-1 in overtime, snapping their 4-game winning streak. Caps are 4-2-1 now in 7 games without Alex Ovechkin. Wiz lose their 15th in a row last night, 118-87 to the Cavaliers. Baltimore's Bub Carrington out of St. Francis Academy, 13 points in 36 minutes. And speaking of high school basketball, the Baltimore Catholic League opened play yesterday. John Carroll big over Calvert Hall, 74-47. Aiden Abel with 33 points for the Patriots. And the Blast are starting back up again. Season opener will be on Sunday the 8th at Towson University Arena, 3 p.m. against the Harrisburg Heat. Coming up at 8:35, on this date, it's a twofer in Oriole history. And that is Stein on Sports.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, Rod Stewart's coming to town this summer.
Yeah.
In July. He's going to be at Meriwether Post Pavilion. He's got to be, what, in his 70s now, I would think?
He's got to be late 70s, I think.
Closer to 80?
Yeah.
And he's still rocking and rolling. Rod Stewart loves his English football, too. Soccer. All right, hour number 3 here on The Morning Drive. And the top stories coming up in this hour include, if you have a family member, co-worker, colleague, a friend that suffers from Trump derangement syndrome, stay tuned. We might have a treatment, an answer for them.
One of the big problems that an awful lot of Democrats have with Joe Biden's pardon of his son is that he ends up looking pretty duplicitous.
No Republican is shocked that he is doing this. What I am shocked at is the duplicity of the President of the United States and his top aides to come together and form this lie and stick to it this entire time. We all knew it was ridiculous, and now the American people are seeing what a disgrace he really is.
Top story, though, is that yesterday was Inauguration Day for Mayor Brandon Scott, his second term as mayor of Baltimore. And that, of course, was a somewhat of a milestone, says the mayor.
As I stand on this stage today, the unique nature of this occasion is not lost on me. I am very aware that this is the first time in 20 years that Baltimore has given its mayor a second term.
Yes, because, well, things are going so well, yes. Don't you know? But not every resident of the city agrees.
Nothing. More for the schools, more for transportation.
I mean, just like, you know, fix whatever need to be fixed.
I'm looking for the streets to be more improved and clean.
Yeah.
These are your voters, folks. Might explain a lot. But the big thing he kept repeating was stability. The second term, stability was a big thing. And renaissance. He mentioned it several times. He says Baltimore is now going through a renaissance.
We're going through the Middle Ages.
A rebirth, if you don't know what that
no.
French word is.
I'm looking for a Torquemada. No, we're not under a renaissance.
But he was espousing his violence reduction numbers.
We laid out Baltimore's first ever comprehensive violence prevention plan, reshaping the way our city approached public safety and setting tangible goals to drive down violence.
But the problem is, not once did he mention the juvenile crime epidemic.
Yeah.
Not once did he mention the surge in car thefts and carjacking since 2023 and the rise in juvenile crime across the city. Not once. He also did not mention safe streets once during the entire 36-minute speech. The GVRS and Monza, yes, but not safe streets. And then he started getting into racial politics.
We will continue to work to build generational wealth for families, particularly black families who were impacted by decades of intentional disinvestment.
All right, particularly black families. That's going to be the focus. And then he said, singled out middle-class black families.
Yes, we want to grow our population and reverse the trend that has drained our city for over 50 years, in particular by growing middle-class black families.
Okay, look, it's a very simple formula. Safe streets, good schools. Make that happen. You're not going to have to worry about repatriating somebody from the county. People will just stay.
Can you imagine if Mayor Martin O'Malley would have said the same thing and said, particularly we're going to be looking to grow white middle-class families?
No.
Or if any other mayor, you know, singled out a specific, racial demographic in trying to grow the city. Shouldn't your policies be to grow for all the residents of Baltimore City?
Yeah, all middle-class residents? What
all middle-class. Let's grow the middle class, no matter are they black, white, or brown, whatever the case. But once again, we have, this is tribal, racial politics. This is who Brandon Scott is. And the message could be heard loud and clear. If you're a white resident of Baltimore City, when you hear the term intentional disinvestment, get ready to open up your pocketbook and wallet. Because you're going to be paying for this growth.
I'm not even sure what that means.
In the near future.
Intentional disinvestment. I mean, people with money, they choose to spend in other fashions. Wow, how dare they? 8:13 right now. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, our traffic person man thing, Chuck Whitaker.
Maybe you need a mommy and daddy as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I thought it meant when he said intentional disinvestment when Chuck tears up a barter contract.
Oh, wow. No, not, right, so, nothing that severe. Okay, Sean.
Cut these guys off now. I'll talk.
Okay.
Especially that one with the chrome dome. You cut him off right now. I told you, Bruce, I said before his nickname should be Maytag, because he's an agitator. Southbound 95, you have delays coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel after you just went through all of that backup just to get through the tunnel. And now there's an accident on the south end after Camden Yards. It's after 395, so there's a backup on 95, 395 south, trying to go on 295 is also backed up. And I think I just heard a medic unit responding as well. So they've been in the left-hand lane. They're a little bit out of camera range, but boy, this impact is there, and it does back up all the way back through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So there again, 895 gets the word way back in Rosedale that there are problems south of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So now 895 again is backed up to the city-county line. 35 to 40-minute delays again through the area with both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather and several barter contracts on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
See, after all, he admits it. He admits it.
I just said I have several.
Yes, you have several, and we won't try to pin you down on the number because, frankly, it is staggering. Okay?
Yeah, it really is.
To pin you down.
Weather channel forecast. Partly sunny, dry, and cold, 43. Maybe some light rain, light snow tomorrow. Well, that's going to just go over really well for morning rush hour, let me tell you. He'll be really earning his barter money tomorrow and into Thursday morning. Then it'll be dry later in the afternoon, but cold, 36 is the high. Cloudy, 27 right now in Glen Burnie. It's 26 in Middle River. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:16. Once again, it's time for us to head to the big top. Boy, this is good for you today, folks. As the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, out steps Claire McCaskill. She used to be important, and now she's a commentator, I think, on, I don't know, CNN, I think, MSNBC, I don't know. I don't watch them. I don't care. But here she is, and listen carefully to how she describes the current sitting president of the United States of America. And please, don't be sipping coffee during this because it'll be coming out of your nose because of the laughter.
We've got Joe Biden, this wonderful man of integrity and character who has done a really good job as president, has lived his life the way I think we would all want our children to live their lives, with honor and respecting the truth. For him to have said repeatedly he would not do this and then do it, I just wish that Biden would have said all along, I will pardon my son because this is a political persecution. The fact that he said he wouldn't and that he did now, I hate that. I just hate it.
I'll tell you, you talk about somebody who's living in an alternate reality. There's not a single thing she said in that short paragraph that has the ring of truth around it. Not a single thing. I mean, it's amazing. This man of integrity and honor has had a great presidency. In what world are you living, darling? Please get back in the clown car and get out of here and maybe slap yourself with a good dose of reality when you're out of here.
That's something that doesn't really dawn on too many liberals. Reality, that is for sure.
How we want our children to lead their lives. Yes, lying pathologically for your entire career, starting with you defending how you're in the top half of your law class. As a matter of fact, you were almost at the top when it turned out you were one of the very bottom people who graduated. Just amazing.
And then just focusing back here for just a second on what Mayor Scott said yesterday, that he is going to particularly focus on helping black families that have been intentionally disinvested, again, I guess through, of course, the white man, the establishment, whatever, and that he was going to be particularly interested in growing black middle-class families. And I think it's laudable that you'd want to grow any middle-class family. But to then single out specific racial component of one, I think is divisive. I think it's divisive. I think it's wrongheaded. And what's going to be interesting to watch over the next term of Brandon Scott, he no longer has COVID money. He no longer has those ARPA dollars. We can spread it all over the city for his little safe streets programs and things of that nature. So where's he going to get the dough for this?
Yeah, fair question. Yeah,
and obviously, he's going to have to get it from city corporations, city residents, those in the city who already are dealing with, you know, high taxes, inflation, et cetera. Now, Trump is going to help when he comes in and turns the economy around. That's going to help Baltimore City as well as the rest of the state of Maryland. But and that's going to take a little while to get, you know, turned around. Maybe a, I don't know, 6 months to a year, I would think, before we start seeing the end results of the Trump policies. So the big question, where is all this money going to come from, all this investment that he is talking about?
Taxes and fees,
yeah.
Which will have the effect of driving more middle-class families, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, whatever, out of the city because the tax burden is too high for the quality of services that they receive.
Well, that was a big thing he said yesterday. We needed to restabilize Baltimore to convince people it's okay to come back. And I don't see how you do that when the streets are not safe. He can claim that violence is down, but there's a story every day about a carjacking or an assault,
yep,
or whatever the case may be. Maybe the overall homicide numbers are down. Maybe the non-fatal shootings are down. But that could be they're playing games with stats, which we've seen before, yep, in other administrations as well as this one.
Yeah.
But I think if you talk to people who live in the city, who work in the city, they're still their heads on a swivel. It has to be. Some people have no choice. And we see it in all the neighborhoods, pretty much, except for maybe Roland Park. We see it
Guilford,
Ruxton. But Canton, Fells Point's gone. Parts of Locust Point now are starting to get that kind of issue. And then there's the education system, which is still...
Again, it's such a simple solution. If you want people to come to your jurisdiction, or whatever your jurisdiction is, offer them good schools and safe streets. That's all you need.
All right, 8:21, joining us now from the law office, Michael A. Friedman, lead counselor, is Michael himself. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Amen to all that, gentlemen.
You guys are
so right on. Here's something that's very frustrating to me. When you get your auto insurance policy or renewal, maybe you look at it. Maybe. There are also what's called stuffers in the envelope, which is a bunch of stuffers, letters and things and offers and things and stuff that you would probably just throw away all the time. And unfortunately, the duty of the insurance company is to advise you of some very important things, and all they have to do is send it. Doesn't matter whether you've read it, doesn't matter if there's a follow-up. For example, you are really on top of your insurance, and you have a $250,000-$500,000 motor vehicle insurance policy. That means you can get up to $250,000 for a personal injury caused by somebody else, and if they don't have insurance, or if they have less insurance than you, you can get up to $250,000. But you've also invested in an umbrella policy worth $1 million that you think is an umbrella, meaning it covers everything that's not covered underneath. But guess what? If you're hit by somebody who's got a $100,000 policy, the best you can get is $250,000, so you pick up $150,000. What if you've got a major life-changing injury where you can't work anymore, and $1 million, although it sounds like a lot, is really not that much in this particular case? Your umbrella policy will not kick in to cover the difference between the $250,000 and $1 million. Why? Because all the insurance company has to do is send out a letter advising you that, hey, by the way, there's something called under insurance, under your umbrella, you can get it. That's it. That's all they have to do. And they stick it in with everything else that they sell, and you don't get it. So today, if you have an umbrella policy and you're listening, I want you to call your agent, and I want you to make sure that you get your UIM, your under insurance motorist coverage, put under that umbrella. So it makes it a real umbrella for an automobile policy. Otherwise, it's really a waste of time in that area. And there's a lot of stuff like that, but that's just the thing that really, really piqued me and got me upset, because we're dealing with that kind of thing right now at the office with a case. Any other questions about this kind of stuff, please give me a call, 410-363-6848. We are more than happy to help you out, point you in the right direction, whether you got a case or not and you just want some information. That's what we are here for. Not for kicking field goals.
I was going to say, how's your leg, guys? Your leg, you think you can...
My beautiful leg.
You can make an extra point at this point?
I don't know. I think some friends of mine are willing to give me a shot.
You know? It's a far cry from pickleball, Michael. Okay?
Oh, my God. Have a great week.
All right,
guys.
You too. Always a pleasure. It's Michael Friedman. Law offices on Michael A. Friedman, MAFlaw.com.
Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Berger Johnson.
Disregard that fake news. The southbound side of I-95 is better now. After 395, it looks like the wreck down at Caton Avenue may have cleared the roadway at least, because the pace now is better. The ramp from 395 south has cleared out. So good news there. We're making a little progress, but we're still backed up. It was affecting the Fort McHenry Tunnel all the way through the tunnel back to Moravia Road, and now 895 is about the same area right at the city-county line.
those delays are not going away anytime soon. JFX was still busy after Ruxton Road. I just checked it out down towards the city-county line, and they're moving, but it's just very heavy traffic through there. Wanted to go back on the west side. Now, those vehicles are still in the median on the outer loop south of I-70, but it's not a big deal right now. The inner loop coming up from Route 40 looks a little better. The outer loop is still slow coming down from 795. Green Spring were slow. Parkville side, the backups there right around Harford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, during the last traffic report, did you not say that you had your Chuck Whitaker traffic and weather on the threes and several barter contracts?
Yeah, I
did
heard
you not
that.
Say
yeah.
that?
I don't think so.
Somebody else said that?
Was
we heard it.
It was AI, Sean.
So what if you heard it? What do you want to do about it?
Well, you just said, when he said Barter Johnson, you said that's fake news.
Fake news, yeah.
So you kind of contradicted yourself there.
So what? So I'm a politician, so what? What do you want to do about it?
What do you want to do about it?
What are you going to do, brother?
What are you prepared to do about it?
Okay.
You talking to me?
Just pointing out the facts.
Oh, here point this out at the same time.
On the morning drive.
And in the meantime, get the hell away from
me. We'll see in a couple. 826, and the Weather Channel says partly sunny, dry, and it's a cold one today. 43, that's all you're going to get. It's going to be even worse tomorrow as far as temperature goes. 36, the expected high. Right now, 31 in cloudy in Stevensville, and it is 26 in Pikesville. And we're talking about Mayor Scott's second term and what he is about to unleash on Baltimore City. He calls it a renaissance. Things are stable now. Don't you know that homicides, non-fatal shootings are down? The education system has been repaired. If only we could do something about the infrastructure.
Yeah.
You know, then it really would be a destination place to live. Excuse me. Johnny Zero left a parting shot. Did you hear this?
No.
Before he headed off to Congress, he signed an executive order requiring new housing developments to offer a percentage of units at reduced rental rates.
Yes.
So he says he said this is a moral and legal obligation, because he and the county council members have been at odds over, of course, them trying to look. There's a bunch of stuff here that. Some of this is about zoning and land use issues, school capacity, density, and, of course, the council's trying to back Olszewski into corners, overturning his veto. And this is petty politics. This is an illegal moral obligation. And what this is, basically a certain percentage for all builders and developers and those that manage housing complexes are now, sir, I don't know what the percentage is. I haven't gone through the whole executive order. But a certain percentage is going to have to be for low or affordable income housing.
Fine. Next to your house first, sport. That's all. You believe this strongly, it's a moral obligation next to your house first, sir.
Yeah, you know, where you got all the special the zoning dispensations for your waterfront property.
Section 8 house right next to you. And if you're okay with that, check back in a year. And if it works for you, then we'll talk. I mean, what an absolute, I can't say.
Yeah. Well, here are the numbers. Developers have to designate at least 10% of the units for households earning 60% of the area median income, and another 10% earning 80% of the area median income. So for two people, that equates to combined incomes of about $54,000 and $78,000, respectively. So that's what you have to set aside. And I guess, are you allowed to even run credit? If there are credit risk, or if their credit scores indicate that maybe they're earning that income, but maybe they're squandering that money or spending it unwisely, are you then forced? Are you forced to rent to folks that have a poor credit score or a bad credit risk?
If you don't, you're a racist.
Again, this is the parting shot from a Democrat to his fellow Democrats here in Baltimore County. Go figure.
Yeah. Hey, Tim Kyle Electric, and now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name, the trusted name in the electrical industry. They're always my electrician. They've been serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call him today, 410-876-9404. I have the service contract with them, and I'm really glad I do, folks. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all you need, please call Tim Kyle Electric or HVAC, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Coming up next, the tale of two pardons, and also Pete Hegseth has a message for his critics. We'll share that with you in just a second. It's the time for the latest news headlines at 8:30 with Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. Increased security measures are coming to Harford County's public schools. Yesterday, officials announced a new partnership between the county government and the Board of Education that will include funding for security improvements like advanced weapon detection systems and the addition of three new school resource officers. Baltimore County Board of Education has elected a new chair and new vice chair. During last night's meeting, former special education and language arts teacher Jane Lichter was elected chair, and Robin Harvey, the executive director of the Maryland Department of Human Services Office of Licensing and Monitoring, was elected vice chair. Lichter and Harvey's terms began last night. Baltimore County Executive Johnny O has now submitted his resignation as he prepares to be the representative for the 2nd District in the U.S. House. In a letter, he wrote that following his successful election, he is with emotion that he resigns, and the resignation will take effect January 3rd at 9 a.m. The 24-year-old Baltimore Ravens fan, who was charged with assaulting two Washington Commanders fans, will remain in jail until his trial. For the second time since his arrest, a judge has denied bail for Jack Callis, who is charged with one count of first-degree assault and three counts of second-degree assault for the October 13th incident in Federal Hill that was caught on video. An attorney for Callis requested bail so his client could be placed in a facility for drug and alcohol treatment. According to the Baltimore Banner, the judge said she was not convinced that releasing Callis to outpatient care was enough to address his substance abuse disorder. It's 8:32 and 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. There is a lot to consider when you are planning out your retirement income. Things like knowing how to maximize your retirement income while also minimizing your taxes in retirement and getting a safe income that's going to last as long as you last. Now, if you'd like to be sure that your accounts are up to date, you should visit my friend Rod Barowi and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call Rod now, 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120 on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com.
Join us for the Boomy Temple Shriners Festival of Trees, December 5th through the 8th at their shrine in Rosedale at 5050 King Avenue. 40 decorated trees will be raffled off to help keep the lights on. This family-friendly event will feature over 20 vendors, a train garden, face painting, children's crafts, plus local school choirs, bands, and breakfast with Santa on Saturday and Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Get more info at boomyshriner.org. This message is made possible by the Minuteman Press Rosedale.
Pick 3, lottery number 812, your pick 40261, and now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes once again. Chuck Whitaker.
Finally had a chance to come back towards Annapolis, I-97 southbound. Yeah, you have the normal delay as you're coming down from Benfield. You cross in to the ramps at Route 32. It's heavy traffic from there, but I can see the camera atop the bridge at 178. All the lanes are open, and then we're fine. Merging in at the ramp at 50 at I-97, 50 westbound. Primarily, most of the traffic is there. You're good right now from the Bay Bridge over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another dry day today, another cold afternoon, 43 the high. Late tonight, some light rain and snow, less than an inch of snow, and light rain and snow start the day tomorrow. Afternoons dry, temperatures falling into the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500. Discount on eligible products only and reflected in quote. Restrictions apply. See Pro Desk for details. MVP's Pro Rewards program subject to terms.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. So the bye week, a chance for Ravens players to rest and reflect after 13 straight weeks of football, including Ravens kicker Justin Tucker in the midst of the worst season of his NFL career. Special teams coach Chris Horton was asked about the chance yesterday for Tucker to get right during the break.
So for him to just kind of clear his mind, ease himself out of football for a little bit, I think that's going to be good for him. But me knowing Justin, Justin's probably going to be some more kicking.
Meanwhile, the offensive line coming under a little bit of scrutiny after a subpar performance against the Philadelphia Eagles' interior defensive line. Offensive line coach George Warhop took the mic yesterday and was asked about Philly's performance against the Ravens' O-line.
That's an interesting question because I never view the opponent as the problem. We play a lot of good defenses. I don't think we handled it as well as we have, so I always put it on us.
Meanwhile, there's Jameis Winston apparently turning to the Lord, the Cleveland Browns quarterback, throwing two pick sixes while throwing for 497 yards the other night against the Broncos. It was an NFL record for most yards in a game when a quarterback throws for two pick sixes.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes. Like, that's not me.
Netflix setting its talent lineup as it prepares for two Christmas Day NFL broadcasts. I hope they have the buffering issue settled. Steelers will host the Chiefs in the early game, Ravens and Texans in the late game. The network reportedly will use Noah Eagle, Nate Burleson, and J.J. Watt behind the mic in the early game, and then Noah's father, Ian Eagle, one of the best, with Greg Olsen for the Ravens game. In studio, names that are being tossed around include Rich Eisen from the NFL Network, Kay Adams, formerly of Good Morning Football, and Mina Kimes from ESPN. Dominoes beginning to fall for Maryland football after their 4-8 disaster this year. Offensive coordinator Josh Gattis, who was stripped of his play-calling duties in late September, not expected to return next year to College Park. Meanwhile, wide receiver Ty Felton, who set a Maryland record with 96 receptions this year, was named first-team All-Big Ten. Owings Mills native and McDonough graduate safety Dante Trader was named honorable mention. On this date in Orioles history, a twofer, 1976, Aurelio Rodriguez becomes the first American League third baseman since 1959 to beat out Brooks Robinson for the Gold Glove Award. That's right, Brooksy won the award for 16 straight years from 1960 through 1975 every year. And that was a major league record for third baseman. And then on December 4th of 1988, the Orioles trade veteran first baseman Eddie Murray to the Dodgers for pitchers Ken Howell, Brian Holton, and infield prospect Juan Bell. Remember him? Eddie Murray had 308 home runs at the time of the trade. He would go on to hit 504, including number 500 in an Oriole uniform. The time now is 8:37. When we return, should he stay or should he go?
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
So I won't say I'm shocked by this number, but I am a little bit surprised. And what we're talking about here is the Baltimore Sun reader poll on should the Ravens let Justin Tucker go or should they keep him for the rest of the year. You can go online and sign up and do all that. Anyway, as of a few minutes ago, they had 1,944 poll people, voted. 41%. Want the Ravens to release Justin Tucker.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Okay, I mean, this guy is the greatest of all time. One of the greatest of all time. He may go in the Hall of Fame. I know he's having a bad year. But 41% of the people polled want him to go.
So here's the question. It's the AFC Championship game, and the Ravens are lining up for a kick to beat the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl.
I'd go on fourth down.
Who do you want? It's a 50-yard field goal. Who do you want to make that kick? Who do you put out there to make that kick?
Right now, today? Right,
well, yeah.
I would say Chris Boswell of the Pittsburgh Steelers. that guy is unbelievable.
He's not on your roster.
Oh, he's not on your roster. Oh,
so it's either Justin Tucker or
Jordan Stout.
Some other vagabond kicker that you're going to pick up off whatever.
I mean, Sean, that's the question. You're absolutely right. And, of course, the answer is Justin Tucker.
He's brought so much success over the course of his career. You're just going to have to live with it until the end of the year.
And again, as I noted yesterday,
on the relative scale of kickers, he's fairly young.
So 35.
This is a mechanical issue, that's the kind of issue that he can't fix.
There's an article in the paper this morning by a columnist to be named later, basically saying that, well, he's got a great singing career ahead of him. So.
And Bruce, you should know about
push,
that.
Push. All right, Gary, thanks. Great
you got it.
Appreciate that. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock.
A great text in from Tony. He says, what does the boy mayor mean by the bold statement that he wants to create generational wealth for black families? How does he define a black family? A mother, father, and children? Or is it mother, baby daddies, and children? Choose to create a stable family first and then deal with generational wealth. And I do think
it's a fair point.
Yeah, it's a fair point that you're putting the cart before the horse. If you say we're going to build generational wealth, where you have to have a generation to pass it along to, and that defines as the family structure. I mean, without a doubt. All right, there has been an awful lot of criticism of Joe Biden's justifiable criticism of Joe Biden's pardon of his little boy, Scott Jennings. Who we hear from time to time, the guy is more of a moderate, middle-of-the-road kind of bushy Republican, but he is holding down the fort at CNN.
Now that he's leaving office, he is going back on what he told the American people. This isn't simply changing your mind. This is just fulfilling what you always intended to do. No Republican is shocked that he is doing this. What I am shocked at is the duplicity of the President of the United States and his top aides to come together and form this lie and stick to it this entire time. We all knew it was ridiculous, and now the American people are seeing what a disgrace he really is.
Yeah, particularly since they got together in June and behind closed doors and said, yeah, I'm going to do it, but I'm going to lie about it all the way through the election, and then I'll do it afterwards. Jennings went on to say that one thing that Biden confirmed was that Donald Trump is right, that the DOJ is involved with selective prosecutions.
This idea that Hunter Biden is being selectively prosecuted. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the core criticisms of the Republicans, and Trump specifically, during the Biden years, is that the Department of Justice is engaging in selective prosecution investigations of Republicans. And today, what I hear Democrats saying is, you know what, you're right. Joe Biden's DOJ does engage in selective prosecutions, which is exactly why we need people to come in and clean it out now.
That's right. You need somebody to come in and clean it out now and clean out those stables rather thoroughly. I mean, it's a big task, but somebody's got to clean the stables from time to time. By the way, Miranda Devine, who writes for the New York Post, says that Biden's claim about political targeting of his son is ridiculous on its face. I mean, it is his hire, Merrick Garland, who runs that department. Thus, it is his hires that went after his son. And you're saying somehow that that's a logical chain of events that would happen?
It is ridiculous, and it is his own Department of Justice that he successfully weaponized against his political opponent, Donald Trump. So he can't have it both ways. In fact, the bias in the Department of Justice went only one way, and that was towards protecting Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, and we know that without a doubt.
Yeah, we know that without a doubt, because we've seen it play out that way, exactly that way, for the past 4 years. There's no question. But look, if he wants to use that excuse and say, yep, my DOJ is biased, there are political prosecutions going on, well, thank you for affirming what we've been saying for years. And thank you very much. 8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
It's a report that we got yesterday that said construction would begin today on 795 at 9, go till 3, looking at Cockeys Mill Road, Franklin Boulevard, and looking at Owings Mills Boulevard. I don't see a cone, I don't see a truck, I don't see anybody. So if they're going to start working, they may be a little bit late. So I'm just going to give you a heads up.
Maybe they're cold.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that. Just thinking about it bothers me. I'm looking there. There's no leaves on the trees. There's no grass. Yeah. What the hell's going on up there?
And it's in the 20s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it ain't no picnic in Brooksville.
Thanks for
41.
Some ice cold cones, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Don't we wish we had something that's the case?
Or were you saying Cohens? Was that a surname you were going for?
7. Give me a headache. 7, 795 on the Beltway down to Frederick Road. That's still backed up, and that's not going anywhere anytime soon. The Parkville side has gotten much better now. Through there, the Interloop at Green Spring has increased. The west side coming up the Interloop was a little bit slow as well. It's a speed reduction as you come up between Frederick Road and the ramps at I-70. Both the tunnels are still backed up, but 95, maybe if we can get through this in the next 25 minutes or so, might get a lot better because everything was gone from the wreck after Camden Yards. The backup on 95 is beginning to loosen up just a bit. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel is partly sunny, dry and cold, 43, and then tonight maybe light rain or snow mixture, less than an inch, if that much is possible, starting later on this evening into the tomorrow morning, and then drier by tomorrow afternoon, but bitterly cold, only 36 for your high right now. It's pretty chilly, cloudy, and 29 in Annapolis, 27 in Bel Air. Time for our Feel Good News segment.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
Police in Illinois saved a pregnant woman who was speeding down a dead-end road toward a freezing lake in a runaway car on Monday morning. Her brakes wouldn't work. She couldn't turn off the engine. She dialed 911. Here's that call along with an explanation from Sheriff Jeff Diedrich how they rescued her.
I need help. My brakes won't stop. My car won't stop. My brakes aren't working. I'm 20 weeks pregnant. I cannot die today. I'm trying to hit the brake as hard as I can and it won't stop.
Moved to get in front of it and then conducted a rolling roadblock, which allowed them to get in front of the vehicle, gently apply the brakes, and slowly make contact with the front of the vehicle that was out of control.
I'm going to hit the cop! I'm going to hit him! I didn't mean to, I swear.
No, they know, hey, ma'am, it's okay, they know.
I didn't mean to.
It's okay, they know, okay?
That's the point. Yeah. They want you to.
even then, she was so worried about her insurance rates going up. That was just an incredible story.
Or getting arrested. I didn't mean to hit that cop car.
There was a meeting the other day in Congress and Senate, Senator Tommy Tuberville. He said something about Social Security that I wanted to play for you because, as you know, it is. We keep hearing Social Security will be bankrupt in about 9 years, okay, 2033. And by bankrupt, I mean they'll not be completely out of money, but they'll have to start doing things like reducing benefits, sure. Like you get 70% of the benefit you think you're getting, or
advance the retirement age.
Testing, exactly. Whatever, yeah. Things have to be done. But here's what he said, and I found this to be fascinating. And can you imagine if what he said comes true? This is
the latest attack has been that Joe Biden has politicized and weaponized the DOJ, right? That was the whole argument around Donald Trump's conviction. And this week, of course, Hunter Biden was found guilty, and Joe Biden has very clearly said he would not pardon his son, he would not commute his sentence. How stark is this difference? I mean, how can Republicans keep making this argument now that Joe Biden has really put it out there?
Yeah, that's my bad. That's Stephanie Ruhle. This is what she said while Joe Biden was still saying that, no, I am not going to pardon my son.
Right.
And then once he pardoned his son, she said this instead.
The reality here is, if this was anyone other than Joe Biden's son, no one would object to a pardon.
Yeah.
Well, look, there are the excuse makers, and most of them, of course, are Democrats. Now to the Tuberville
Please
cut.
Do, yeah.
Yeah, because
Sorry.
This is something that you're dealing with, Social Security, that many of us are either now on Social Security or about to go on Social Security are very concerned about.
This is all a scam. I mean, we got people that's getting ready to retire that's going to try to live off $2,000 to $3,000. Impossible. It's impossible. Because what happens, it comes up here, we spend it. We're $35 trillion in debt. We don't have any money. We're dead broke. And then taxpayers have $2 trillion in credit card debt. We are in huge trouble. In this body, we had better start figuring that out, because we're going to have a run on this city here soon, and there's going to be about 150 million people coming up here saying, where's our damn money that we paid in?
Yeah, it'll be the bonus army following World War One all over again.
We spend it. He just said he let the cat out of the bag. Genie's out of the bottle. We spend it. You know, there's no such thing as a Social Security account with your name on it. It's not money that's sitting in an account for you. The current people paying into the system pay for the current retirees. That's how it works. And any kind of excess or whatever, people tell me they don't raid the fund. I'm sorry. We just had a United States senator say, we spend it. We spend it.
Yeah. He's telling the truth.
Yes, he is. And can you imagine if they don't? Now, look, I think Trump's going to fix it. I really do. I think he's going to try to fix it. Now, whether he'll be successful remains to be seen. But he's not going to do a lot of the things that Democrats are accusing him of doing. But and maybe we need the tariffs to help right the ship on Social Security as well. For Americans that have paid into it for their entire lives and now being told, oops, sorry, you're not going to get 100% of the benefit. You may get 50, 60, 70%.
You know, if you're 70 pounds overweight, your solution is not to say, I think I'll eat a little more slowly. Your solution is to say, I better lose 70 pounds so I have a lot less need for that food. Well, for government, money is food. What they need to do is shrink the size of government so there are fewer needs for our dollars.
And there's Doge. So yep, that's coming up as well. All right, still to come, if you have a family member, colleague, co-worker, friend who suffers from Trump derangement syndrome, finally, there are treatment options.
Oh, wonderful.
And we'll share those with you in just a moment here on The Morning Drive.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The C stands for city. The B stands for Baltimore. The M stands for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53 Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at 95, Russell Street, 395, all the lanes are open. This ramp, though, from 95 on to 295, that's a very long ramp that takes you down eventually onto the parkway. It's a single lane ramp. It's slow, it's moving, but it's very slow. There's a lot of traffic on that ramp, and I just looked down on 295 around Lansdowne towards 895. Everybody's open there, so this is heavy traffic just coming off that ramp. Once you get to 295, you should be okay. Some slow areas on the Beltway, but nothing major right now. We're beginning to improve a little bit, but there's still going to be some backing for a while as you're moving south and approaching both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast, partly sunny, dry, and cold again today. 43 for the high right now. It's 28 in Parkville, 28. 28 in 7. Kim Klasick live coming up next right after 9 o'clock news. I know Kim has been listening to the Brandon Scott inaugural speech on Dennis
Over and over, yeah.
Ever since yesterday afternoon. I can tell by the smile on your face. Yeah. You're really entertained by it.
And you must be really warm and toasty again because, I mean, it's a sleeveless dress she's got on here.
Why would you want to torture me with Brandon Scott's speech? That's not nice.
We're just mean.
Oh, yes, you are. You know what? I'm not going to rain on his parade, though. He should celebrate the fact that he won the second term. And I do have questions, though, because Governor Wes Moore, he made this comment that Mayor Scott was not supposed to get through high school. I wonder what he meant by that. I'm really thinking about why did he say something like that? Were they trying to say that maybe because he was a young black man in Baltimore? I wish he would explain.
The thing is that he witnessed a shooting like 20 yards from his home.
Maybe he's saying he could have been.
He could have been a victim of violence. Okay. I don't know. I'm guessing.
Okay. I thought that was odd.
Or maybe there was an indictment of the education system.
Yeah,
or
I was really confused with that.
Well, who knows?
Anyways, I am going to talk about Baltimore City Hall. They did reveal their top priorities for 2025. We're going to discuss those. Also, Mayor Eric Adams, I think he's gone full MAGA. I don't know about you guys,
he's now, I wonder if Brandon Johnson of Chicago will capitulate.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I think if some of those women get in there and yell at him anymore, he might just...
Trump, Holman!
That was wonderful. That was amazing.
I know. He might fold if they continue. Also, Hegseth, the drama continues. We'll talk about that. And then David from Curtis Bay, he's going to join us at 11. You know, I don't think Governor Wes Moore is going to be able to ignore all of these environmental hazards. The Johns Hopkins study came out about, I guess that's the Curtis Bay area and all the coal and how it is affecting the lungs and so many people there. I mean, if your number one priority is the environment, you're going to have to acknowledge this issue. So we're going to talk to David about that.
All right. Very good. By the way, here's the latest from Pete Hegseth on X. He says, I'm doing this for the war fighters, not the warmongers. The left is afraid of disruptors and change agents. They are afraid of Donald Trump and me, so they smear us with fake anonymous sources and BS stories. They don't want the truth. Our warriors never back down, and neither will I.
Well, good.
End of quote.
Yeah.
Because the Wall Street Journal was floating the DeSantis in for...
I heard that. Hegseth. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? With Pete's stories, all these things come out. He's right. It's all a bunch of he said, she said. There's no evidence to any of this. And so if he was this bad of a guy, especially from the former Fox employees, why is this the first time we're hearing about it?
Yeah, because he was clearly on Fox and Friends, and we know there's sort of a kind
for
of a
years.
Snitch hotline now over at Fox for bad behavior for some people.
Right. So why are we just now hearing about this? Right.
I want to admit that I have, not recently, but occasionally had too much to drink in a bar.
Yeah.
I mean, it has happened in my life.
Yeah.
So I guess.
Like almost every other American.
Yeah. Like almost every
there wasn't one time you were seen sucking on a bar rag. But
other than that. Wow. But you know what? That was pretty good.
That was
pretty good beer they spilled.
Tipsy, Bruce.
All right, Kim, we'll be tuned in at 9
Thanks,
o'clock.
Guys.
Look, if you have a family member, friend, a colleague that is suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, finally, there might be hope.
Every progressive and two out of every three Democrats suffer from a debilitating mental disorder called Trump Derangement Syndrome, or TDS. You probably know a family member, friend, or coworker who is triggered by the very sight of the president-elect.
No!
Or mere mention of his name. Celebrities like Whoopi Goldberg, who was seen spitting while saying his name, or Bette Midler, who threatened to drink Drano if he won. Singers and actresses like Cher and Barbara Streisand, who said they would leave the USA if Trump prevailed, and Jimmy Kimmel, who openly sobbed on national television. Then there's a host of celebs, pundits, and deranged TikTokers who feel compelled to compare Trump to Hitler.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime girl.
Symptoms of TDS include shrieking, uncontrollable crying, and incontinence. January is TDS Awareness Month, and January 20th, 2025, has been designated Trump Derangement Day. To help someone suffering with this crippling mental impairment, please consider donating to TRUMP, or Treating Radicals Using Modern Psychiatry.
I'm going to say two words to you right now. I want you to listen to them very, very carefully.
Stop it! Your donation might help heal the nation.
Classic. Absolutely classic. Hey, I want to tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice, Dr. Laser, Dr. Doroshenko. They've been making my smile great again for years. They've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you want implants or veneers that just look perfect, like something out of a bad B-movie, you know what I mean. Do what I've done. Have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. Again, 410-356-7799 for Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. Make your smile great again.
Stay tuned for Kim. See you tomorrow at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.